The Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. Nothing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Your discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
Yes, I am. Hello.
I wanted to let you know, the Magic Hour has a website. It's really stupid.
And it really needs a website, although I want to tell you something.
Yeah.
With all the railing that we've done about the Magic Hour in recent weeks,
right?
Yeah.
I know that most of the country doesn't get the Fox News channel.
Yes.
But I maintain to you that Steve Doocy, our friend Steve Doocy,
yeah,
he is the white Magic Johnson,
mm-hmm, wow,
and he is leading a morning version,
yes,
of the Magic Johnson show that I believe is effectively the worst show on television.
Horrific. It is a horrific program.
I logged some more. This is a show that we were on yesterday. Remember we played you the tape of it?
That right. Should tell you something right there.
I logged some time with it today. They sign on, and like the camera's not going on any of them. The one that's talking, mm-hmm, is not the one that's being shot on the camera. There's four people sitting there.
Right.
And the camera's going herky-jerky all over the place. And the first thing that they talk about is, here's the poll for the day. Uh-huh. Who's better, Goober or Gomer?
Oh, my God.
And then for the next 20 minutes, it's a mishmash of telephone calls, and they're putting up pictures of Goober and Gomer, and the camera angles are crazy.
They have any more DJs on today?
Yes, they did, for Minneapolis.
Okay, yeah.
DJs that today told them they suck and hung up on them.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, some DJs from Minneapolis. Ron in Minneapolis. I don't want to give those DJs any other publicity, but no. I guess one of them is this old fat hag who used to be married to the governor of Minnesota or something. She's a DJ now, a talk show host, right? So they're on, and it's going very bad because they're trying to play by the rules.
Right.
You know, like they're answering all the boring questions that, sure, they're being asked. And at one point, they just go, hey, listen, this really sucks. I can't believe this is going on TV.
Hey, Don.
Oh, my God, that's incredible. Wow.
Yeah, it was bad. I urge everybody, if you've got DirecTV, if you've got the satellite, it's channel 278,
mm-hmm,
Fox News channel. It's an awful show. I'm going to tape it tonight, and or rather tomorrow morning, and right, bring it in for tomorrow's show.
Go for it.
It's worse than Magic Johnson.
Wow.
Worse. Yeah.
Hey, on the site, it's got a QuickTime movie, and Magic comes out and sees this woman, I guess he always sees, and jumps up in the air and says, this is the way I'm going to come out each time, baby. And jumps in the air, comes back down with a split, and hits his you-know-what on the ground and passes out.
He hits his Magic Johnson.
He hits his Johnson.
Wow. His Magic Johnson.
Yeah.
Well, listen, hold on. As bad as that show is, I'm telling you, you watch this show, the Fox Morning Show on Fox News Channel, and you're going to think that Magic Johnson is Johnny Carson.
It looks to me, when I watched that show yesterday, like they get those anchors that hop out of a cab probably 18 seconds before airtime, and they walk into that studio, and bingo, they're on the air. Because there doesn't seem to be any prepared portion, no, of that program.
And our poor friend Steve Doocy, when today, I mean, it is really going bad.
Right now.
They've got nothing going. He says, hey, can we just start the show over? And he says this like four or five times. And the more he says it,
right,
the less it becomes funny because, yeah, you know it's what he really is asking for.
Right.
So they actually, during the middle of the show, mm-hmm, they just roll the open of the show, right?
Right?
And they come back, and then they find out, well, that didn't really help anything.
No. It's really terrible because,
oh, awful TV.
You know what it is? It can best be described as when you watch the local newscasts, and mm-hmm, every city has one, where they do the happy talk handoff to the news guy, to the sports guy or the weather,
yeah,
guy.
It's 2 hours of that.
It's the most awkward moment, 9 times out of 10, yes, on a newscast.
Yeah.
They can't do it. They can't ad-lib. Well, then that's all this show is the happy talk. The only difference is you have four of them that are sitting up there talking for the entire show.
We should get our friend Steve Ducey on this show,
mm-hmm.
and we should give him some serious career advice.
Yeah. Absolutely.
About how to fix that. About how to fix that show. Yes, sir.
I think I know who does Mr. Clean when he says Mr. Clean. It sounds like Buffalo Bob.
It might be because it's from some old-time radio or TV show. It's like an ad from the 1950s.
It's Mr. Clean.
Look who's here.
It does sound like that.
Look who's here. It's Mr. Clean.
It's Uncle Bob.
Look who's here.
Buffalo Bob.
It's Mr. Clean.
Hey, he's a cool dude. Remember when we had him on the show and he let me finger his puppet and everything?
He was a great guy. Yeah. I mean, that's really a television legend, and that was very cool. And he was, you know, he took all the jokes about it, and he kind of was hip to what's going on in this day and age, and he was wearing the outfit. It was real cool.
He let me touch his doll.
You'll never forget that, will you?
Hopalong Cassidy or whatever his name is.
Buffalo Bob let you finger the little strings
Howdy
that make
Doody.
The was it Howdy Doody?
Howdy Doody.
That's right. Howdy Doody time.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Yes.
Squeal like a pig.
Wait.
Everybody has some kind of talent.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, wanted to talk to Don and Mike, please.
Yeah. Okay, mission accomplished.
Okay, hey guys, I just moved out to Las Vegas from D.C. I used to listen to you guys all the time.
Right.
I'm really glad I'm picking you guys up out here. And I know you guys hate requests, but if you ever get a chance to get that guy that does promotions for you, he's the real hyper Irish guy that you're always imitating. He's always running around real busy all the time.
Do you mean Jeremy?
I think it was Jeremy.
Jeremy's English. He's not Irish.
English. He had an accent.
Do you mean our program director?
No, it wasn't. He came down. He does outside sales, and you were doing the imitation, saying how it's so easy to sell your show, and he works 25
Tim McWilliams.
A day.
Oh, Tim McWilliams.
Tim McWilliams.
The man who lives underneath his desk in a basket.
Yeah, he's not a character. He's a real human being.
Right.
That's what makes him so good.
No, he's real. If you guys ever get him in the booth again, it was so funny.
All right, that's good. A Tim McWilliams fan. I like that.
We tried to get Tim in here a couple of days ago on Mike's birthday to take the nude.
Tim is funny. I mean, Tim is just a guy. You'd never know it to look at him, but he is a funny guy, and he comes in the radio, and he's very prepared.
High-strung, man.
Mm-hmm.
He's like a high-strung puppy. That's what he is.
Hey, Big Todd, I dyed my hair. You like my hair? I've got my hair a different color right now.
Well, thank you for listening to our show now in Vegas, right?
Absolutely.
Right on 105.1 FM. Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Hello, Baldy.
Hey, I was wondering, who do you think's better, Dick Sargent or Dick York?
Well, I happen to have a song that I penned, sir, many years ago about that topic.
Oh, I'm sorry, I haven't been listening more than a couple of months, so.
Where are you calling from?
Greenville.
Okay, well, I'll dedicate this to you.
And have you committed it to memory?
No, I got my cheat sheet right here.
Look at that.
But I did write the song.
Yeah.
They're my two dicks.
Sing it!
Oh, yes, they're my two dicks. First, there was York, such a dick.
Yes, catch up to the music.
Then I changed to Sergeant. Hey, what a trick.
All right.
I love two dicks. They're great to have around.
Yes, they are.
I'm always smiling with two dicks. Why frown?
Why?
I'm the witch with the most fun. Hey, Mike, can't you see?
I see. Look at that.
Just one more dick.
Oh, boy.
And I'd have three.
That'd be a bonus.
They're my two dicks.
Right.
Oh, yes, they're my two dicks. And come what may,
right.
I'm proud to tell you this.
Big finish.
I'd pass on a love-filled night with the New York dicks.
Why?
Because I'm the witch with two dicks.
Yay. Yeah.
Great song. I should have done that song with the Grassroots. And that's an original composition.
Bravo!
Thank you. You're right. Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, I love that song.
And I like the second one better. I like the second dick better than the first dick. The dick that was mainly in color.
File those lyrics away.
Listen, you laugh.
I do laugh.
Boy Scout motto, be prepared.
You have those lyrics. How long do you think you have had that piece of paper?
I don't know. How long ago did I write that song, that masterpiece, Rob? How many years ago?
I think summer of 94. It was before Montgomery died. So,
you know, when we had Elizabeth Montgomery on the show, I sang the song for her.
And she liked it.
Yeah, she was on the phone. She acted like she liked
it. She pretended, you know, like most TV people do.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hey, Baldy.
Hey, Buzz, I have a question for you since you're the news guy.
I'll try.
Yesterday, I'm on my toe.
Hey, you called yesterday with that flea on your toe. Knock it off.
Hey, Don and Mike show.
Don?
That's more of that gang code.
Yes, it is, Don.
That means, like, meet at the 7-Eleven tonight instead of the International House of Pancakes.
That's why we're not supposed to repeat flea on my toe.
Don and Mike show.
Don?
Yeah.
You wimp. You wimp, man. I'm disappointed in you, punk.
Why is that, sir?
I don't know. Your old lady rules you, man. I mean, she leads you around like a little puppy dog and stuff.
And how?
Yes, all these little church functions and all that stuff.
That's just right, because I like going to church.
And now all these chores you have to run and stuff. Boy, she just rules.
Chores.
Yeah. Chores. What chores do that guy do?
Doesn't your wife put a list of chores on the refrigerator?
Yeah, George, I got to go split some wood.
Chores.
You get in here, your chores ain't done. I got to feed the chickens. Come on, who are you to bust my balls about this?
Oh, it's because you had to do all this new sex acts and stuff with the radio and... foot massages and stuff like that.
It's a guy who loves the show. He just can't admit it.
Yeah.
He can't admit it. Are you married, sir?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I made love to my wife while I had the radio on because she wanted the music on? That makes me a pussy?
No, it just makes it... I guess the old sex is not as good as it used to be, huh?
How long have you been married?
No, so you don't...
8 years.
You don't follow. I mean, listen, first off, who knows what my wife thinks about our sex life? But from my standpoint, it's fantastic. Every single time. Mission accomplished.
Must not have been that good if you have to shift gears or something.
What?
I don't ever have to shift gears. Speak English to me, you hillbilly. Come on.
And now there's silence. Now, you know, you call, you have your little agenda, and you just can't pull it off, can you?
Oh, yeah, I can pull anything off. That's my problem.
No, you can't.
I don't shift gears when I make love to my wife. I stay in, overdrive. Thanks, Mike. Overdrive.
Overdrive.
Okay. Yeah, that's it.
That's why you had to listen to Leonardo da Vinci on the radio.
What was that? Did you say Leonardo da Vinci?
Yeah.
No, I had to listen to Heatwave, the song Always and Forever.
Oh, that's a good one.
Listen, I hate the song, but it made my wife happy. That's a concept, I guess, that you wouldn't know. Well, first off, you're probably married to your sister. But second off, listen, that's how it works, pal, in the real world. You got to toss the dog a bone every once in a while. And I mean that only in the best possible way.
Of course you do.
Okay.
Courage.
I'm the only man in the world that ever went to a lesbian bar and picked up a woman, so I don't want to hear you.
Oh, yeah, you're a super stud. Listen, I've been married to the same woman. It'll be 17 years next month, so kiss my ass.
What do you want, an award?
Yes, I want an award.
Is that where you met your wife, at the lesbian bar?
No, I just said I've done it.
You've done it, big man.
I picked up a lesbian and a lesbian bar.
No, you've got it all mixed up. You start dating women, and then they end up at the lesbian bar.
You can only imagine what kind of hillbilly child, inbred bride you're married to.
Downstairs in a cage waiting for you to come home. Just like the Gimp.
Feed her some beef jerky. Maybe play some gin rummy with her tonight. Right?
All right, back in the box. Come on, honey, I got to go to sleep. Got to get up for work tomorrow. Get back in the box.
I got to go to the lesbian bar tonight. I'm going to call that guy today. He turns on music for his wife. I don't turn on no music for you when I lock you in the box.
Boys are good. You boys are good. I give credit.
So I took the butcher knife and I put it up to her neck. I said, you better start frying me these eggs. I'm tired of slimy, sloppy eggs.
Man, I love boning my wife.
Well, I didn't criticize you on that now.
Yes, you did.
Oh, no, yes, you did. You said that I'm not good. And...
Winky's lost a little bit of gas there if you have to change gears. What I'm saying is...
What do you mean?
Gears thing. You big NASCAR fan? What's going on?
What do you mean by that? What do you mean by change gears?
Well, I mean, it's the same old stuff over and over again, man.
It's what?
You must be getting tired of the same stuff over and over again, or you wouldn't have to play all these little games you had to play.
Listen, how long have you been married? And I will go under the assumption that... 15 years?
Yeah.
Oh, you're a freaking liar.
No, it's fact.
You're a freaking liar.
It's fact, Billy Jack.
Fact, Billy Jack.
Oh, you're an idiot. Jack. Come on. That's a fact, Billy Jack.
You're a liar.
No, I ain't lying.
You're a liar. Okay, well, then let me call your wife up and let me ask her about how satisfied she is with you.
You know how that conversation would go? Hello, I'm looking for the Cletus residence, and the wife would be on the other end going,
imagine what a nightmare it would be living with someone like you.
My wife's out of country anyway.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
she is.
Very convenient.
Out of country.
Very convenient.
She's in Europe, traveling Europe, right?
Well, no, she lives. No, she's German.
German. Oh,
oh my God! This guy, you're the biggest liar that's called the show.
I'm retired,
at least since yesterday.
I spent 7 years in Europe.
Right. Well, listen, to answer your questions, I think I do deserve a medal for being married for so long. If turning on some music makes my wife happy, I'll do it. And F you and your families. And now let's talk about the game.
And Gladys Ruska.
That's something nasty in a foreign tongue.
Same to you, but only better.
Okay, work on the English portion of your delivery, yeah. Okay?
Well, I just want to show you, I'm a redneck with education. What do you want, a wart?
I would say you're a redneck. The education part is up to speculation.
What's 8 times 8?
64.
Huh. What's 9 times 9?
81.
All right, very good.
That's
suck on my big toe turd.
Suck on my big toe turd? That doesn't sound like something an educated redneck would say.
Eat me raw with a flavor straw.
There you go.
Up your nose with a rubber hose. True that, true that, true that.
I hear a woman's voice.
Hang on.
Does it matter which one goes to the executive on that number phone?
I have to research it. I'll get right back to you on it.
Mr. Busy. Mr. Busy.
Because you're such a happening businessman.
Mr. Busy.
What are you selling, some fishing lure down there today? Some bait?
Okay.
You know what it
is. Go ahead, Josh.
No, the normal conversation is, hey, the fries are boiling over. The fries are boiling over. The alarm went off, and I didn't know. Do we take them out? I just started. I'm a trainee.
Yeah, Executron. Hello, Executron.
And I am a very bright redneck.
I am.
I'm a well-educated redneck.
I am a tremendously educated redneck. Executone. I can tell you something. I am so important. I make sure that when I am on the phone, the lady comes over and asks me an important business-like question, and then I will try to pretend to be so busy.
I apologize for that.
Hello, Executron.
Maybe
I apologize for that.
Maybe if I have a real business conversation while I'm on the phone, they won't realize that I am the loser I am.
All right, Cletus.
All right, you take it easy, bro.
Cleat, buddy.
On the way.
All right, buddy.
On the way.
Right.
I thought that went well.
Hello, Donald Mike Show. I have an interesting story to tell you about sex with my wife, but I didn't want to share it with him to make him think that I was giving him something.
That's right. You would be giving him that satisfaction.
Hello. I think it's a good story. I think it's better than my usual stories. Something that happened to us last night in the sack. Hello.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Baldy.
Hey, guess who it is?
Gee, I don't know. Steve Ducey.
No. I wrote the story about you guys.
Look who's here.
And Dennis, remember? And Mike went crazy and killed you all.
Wait, now, I have a vague familiarity with this.
All right, is this the kid who wrote a story, like, for his English class?
Yeah.
And it was a really violent story?
Yeah. Didn't you get, like, a comment from the teacher because it was so violent?
Strange.
And right, and we called your mommy, right? And we told her we thought that story was bad?
That's right.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, dude.
Hey.
How's English class going?
Good. Yeah.
Well, you out of school yet, or when do you start summer shows?
I know. Obviously, paying attention to English. Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Food. Hot. Too hot to eat.
When do you start summer school?
I'm not going to start summer school.
Oh, food. Too hot. Burn tongue. Ow. Food. Good. Food. Belly. Bathroom time.
What do you want?
Mike, that's enough.
That's enough.
Yeah, that's enough, Mike.
That's enough.
That's enough, Mike. What do you want, Beaver Cleaver?
Doctor.
Well, now, where did this pop into your head?
Don said that he's going to wear pantyhose.
Oh, for the sea nettles when he's water skiing.
That's right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I guess it would make a man a bigger pussy, son, to play soccer than to wear pantyhose while he was attempting the water ski.
I think I can identify the nerve we have struck here. Oh, yeah. You must be a soccer player.
Yeah.
Yeah, pussy boy.
What are you talking about?
Pussy boy.
There's a redneck.
Pussy boy.
Look in here, it's pussy boy.
Look who's here. It's pussy boy.
No, you know what?
Oh, come on. Listen. You're not even supposed to be calling this show. You're not even old enough. It's only because you wrote a paper about us for your English class that we accepted your call.
Look what's here. It's Altercation Wednesday.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Can I see G-Man? G. Gordon?
Yeah, G-Man is up in his office right now.
Yeah, can I speak to him, please?
Door locked.
Am I on the air?
Yeah, hello.
His show happens to be over right now.
Is this the G-Man?
Does it sound like the G-Man?
No.
No, this is the F-Man.
The F-Man.
You're right.
The F-Man who every day has a greeting for all of his fans.
Can I talk to G. Garn.
F you and your families, too.
Who is this?
That's from me, the F man.
True that. True that.
True that.
Supervisor.
Who's my supervisor?
Yeah, get out of here.
Who is this?
Get off the phone, you idiot.
I told you, this is the F man. Hello. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what the hell's going on today, man?
I don't know.
Hello.
What a winner that guy is.
Hey, listen, what a winner they all are.
Everybody's so hostile. Hey, that's a jerk. Yeah, I got a bone to pick.
Hey, you guys, I know you guys don't like to regress, but I had a question about the old Dennis Murphy experiment.
Oh, that's perfectly okay. That's still a hot topic, I think.
All right. Which was limper, his arm or his weenus?
It's weenus. Never heard weenus.
New. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Bobby.
Guess what?
Your radio's up too loud.
Oh, well, shut it off. How's that sound?
Did I win? Was that what you were asking for?
No, I didn't say did I win. Did I win?
No, you said guess what, and I said your radio was up too loud, and your radio was up too loud, so did I win?
I guess you won.
You know, normally when somebody says guess what, they're looking to guess what the topic will be, and we figured the topic might be the radio turned up too loud.
No, the topic is, you know that saying you guys got to forget the guy's name. Do I make you horny? That guy there?
Austin Powers.
Yes.
Yeah, that's it. I called like four places around where I live, you know. I called two convenience stores, and I called a supermarket too, right? And then I called a Happy Harry's, right? And I said, the girls answered everyone. I said, do I make you horny? And the only one that didn't hang up on me is this 60-year-old woman in this convenience store down the corner, right?
Right, hey, yeah.
I'm having a ball with this lady. She says, who is this? And I says, do I make you
horny? Hey, you know what? Christ. I bet they all thought you were an idiot, right?
Oh, well, they all just hung right up, you know?
How do you guys
get people to talk? You know, I mean, I guess it's Austin Powers that does it or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, right.
Do I make you horny?
That's it.
That's right, right?
Oh, okay. Right. Right.
I mean, like,
right. Over.
People trying to do their own shows.
Roger. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Now, that guy, seriously, that's a man who puts his jelly in a blender and drinks it.
Hello.
Hi, is Don and Mike there?
Yes, you're talking with us. Hello.
Great, guys. You guys heard from Dennis Murphy today? You expect to?
I hope he will call in during the show. Yeah, I want to hear what his mom had to say about yesterday's show.
I was looking forward to hearing what he had to say.
That's a rarity. Someone calling and actually saying they're looking forward to hearing what Dennis has to say.
So, well, I'd like to hear what the result was of the experiment after he got home.
I have a theory that Dennis probably got home last evening and had some sort of delayed reaction. I would hope so. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if he had a story about that.
Why don't we just try to call Dennis during our next break? We have his number at the warehouse, right? Right.
That's good.
I love Don and Mike.
I'm Magic Johnson.
Oh, that's terrible.
Oh, hello, Don and Mike Show. What?
People not hang up on me.
Why?
Because I am on restriction for this month.
Oh, come on.
Oh, my God.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don.
Yeah?
Val Molinaro's birthday today. Big 79.
Hold on a second.
Is it really?
One step ahead of you.
All right,
already researched it.
Wow.
Got his phone number right here.
Look at that. In big red letters on your card right there. 79 years old today.
Gonna call him later.
Okay.
He'll be home.
Please, leave the driving to me. Trust me, when it comes to this show, I know what's going on.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Okay, he'll be home.
Right. Thank you, buddy.
Oh,
he'll be home. He's always at home, Al Molinaro.
Doesn't matter to this guy now. He's got the toothy grin hearing his voice come out of the magic little box.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
Hey, I got a question for you.
Of course.
I'm going through Charlotte. Any way I can pick you all up? Charlotte, North Carolina.
Man, I thought the question was going to be, can I hear you better with the windows rolled down?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, can I speak to King Zoltar?
Not unless you have a super, super powerful antenna.
Is that right?
To get our station in South Carolina.
Yeah. South Carolina.
I don't believe we are on in Charlotte. Hello.
And who do you want to speak to?
King Zoltar.
King Zoltar.
Yeah, King Zoltar here. What can I do for you?
How's it going, King? How's the castle?
It's fine. What is this, more gang code?
Yes, it is, Don.
Really? Is this like a flea on the toe?
Wrapping your pants.
Oh.
Was that guy, the Bob Dole guy?
You put him on a restriction yesterday.
All of our problem callers are checking in. This is like a self-help group we're having today.
King Zoltar.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, can I speak to Don and Mike?
Yes, you are.
Ow! Damn it! Ow! Hello?
Ladies and gentlemen, a radio play from one of our listeners.
More theater. It's a CBS Mystery Theater.
That was almost credible.
Hello?
That That was almost credible. It was fine acting.
Very nice. That would win you a daytime Emmy, I think.
Yeah. What did you say?
Hey, I just have a little question.
What did you say before that? And if it's bad that we can't say it on the radio, did you say what we can't say on the radio a moment ago?
I said GD. God D.
God D.
Well, I'm calling because I lost my computer yesterday, and I don't have my pussy tapes. So...
Oh, boy. Hello, Dynamite Show.
Hello.
Our apologies. You know, there are a lot of people that do try to call this show and can't get through because of these speed dial maniacs that call every day.
I'm loving it.
I love it, too.
I don't know. Maybe my Prozac is just kicking in or something. But
you know they're out there. You know, we get the calls every week. So I tried for 3 weeks to get through. I couldn't
get through.
It's
always busy, right?
People want to speak to King Zoltar.
Right, because there's some guy listening to the show on a beach towel right now. And the only movement he has to do is hit the redial.
That's all he does.
Hello?
Don.
Yes, I am.
Can you play me one of your fart sound effects?
You want a real one or a fake one?
Either one.
And is there any reason for this?
I've got an idea for an ad campaign I wanted you to hear.
All right, Darren Stevens, who used to work for Larry Tate, the advertising agency.
Right. They drink. Boy, would they drink.
I'd rather play a game with you. Guess which of the farts is real, meaning that it was recorded from somebody on the show, and guess which one came from a sound effects record, okay?
Yep.
All right, here you go. Here's your first fart. All right. Actually, I'm going to give you more than that. Here's your second fart. And here's your third fart.
All right. The second one was Rob A.
No, the second one was fake.
Really? I know the third one was fake.
No, the second one was real.
Hold on, you're right.
I
screwed it up.
It was a real fart sandwich. The two on the other on either side were fake ones.
Yes, this
sweet.
That's a real one.
That's real.
Somebody say McDonald's.
And that came from. Anybody know who it came from?
Was that?
Let's hear it again.
Okay. That's me.
It's Mike O'Mara.
Because that's your laugh. I can hear
that's
your laugh
right,
in the background.
Correct.
There you go.
All right.
Thank you.
Hold on a second. Here's some more farts that have been recorded on the show. Who is that?
That is the king. That is King Zoltar.
Yes. Correct.
That is you, King.
Thank you. That was me.
All right. Now, hold on. You've asked, and we're giving you the all entire right. repertoire here.
Whose fart is this? You guess, sir. I guess
that's the intern, the new girl.
No, we haven't even recorded Christine's farts.
No. Boy, that's a tough one. Can I hear that
yes,
one again?
You can hear it again. Here it is again.
I'm going to say you again?
No. Buzz, would you like to guess?
I'm going to say it's Mike.
No, it is Rob A.
A man of your carriage and that's all you could muster?
Don't you remember he had a dry spell for a couple of weeks when we were recording farts?
And that was the only one you ever gave to us, wasn't it?
I keep trying every day.
He gives us
lots of them every day, just we don't record them.
Just remember, just slide into that studio when you get the urge sometime and put a decent one down on tape.
All right, let me hear this one. Who is this? Who's that?
That's you.
Thank you.
That's you. Okay. He can actually... We can...
That one's pretty wet, Don.
That's me. All right, who's this?
Me.
Yes.
Yeah, that's me.
Uncanny.
I knew that. I knew that right away.
All right, who's this one?
No, that's me.
No, mystery. Who
really?
Is this one?
Charlie Broyhill.
No.
Cannon.
No.
Buzz Burbank.
Yes.
Oh. Let's hear that one again.
All right, we got them all labeled. Buzz. All right, here's Buzz. Mike. Me. Robbie, and hold on, I got another one of you. All right, here's another one of you.
Me? Yeah, that love that.
But here's ones. The best. Cannon Grace, everybody. Oh, that's good. Celebrity farts. Right here. Dynamite Show.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, what did you want?
Well, I wanted to do my idea for an ad campaign. Well,
you know, I heard it, and it was moderately funny. You should be able to... You should let him
it's
do it again.
It's all timing, though, yeah.
All right. Give him a good one, a good loud one.
Okay, hold on. All right, here you go. And here you go.
Did somebody say McDonald's?
See, I thought that was pretty good.
Goodbye. Goodbye, then he hangs up. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
How much
for the little girl? The women. How much for the women?
What?
Your women. I want to buy your women, the little girl, your daughters. Sell them to me. Sell me your children.
Maitre d'. Maitre d'.
You. How much for your wife?
The Don and Mike Show.
This segment brought to you by Viramax. Viramax Sexual Pleasure and Performance Enhancer is doctor-developed and clinically tested. Viramax works and is available at Rite Aid, BNC, and other select retailers. Try it today. Viramax, 1-888-TRY-VMAX.
Two corny bastards who can't do interpretations. The Don and Mike Show.
Listen, also, the Private Ryan thing.
Yes.
I want to get to this right now because the hotline is only open for another 40 minutes or so.
Right.
We've got the Saving Private Ryan hotline.
Mm-hmm.
We did our position yesterday on Saving Private Ryan.
Yes, we believe that a lot of this business about, you know, traumatized former World War II veterans is coming out of the Hollywood hype machine.
Right. I read in the newspaper today that this movie, Private Ryan, over the weekend, it made $30 million, which means who knows how many thousands of people went to see it.
Yes, tons of people.
Do you know how many veterans called the hotline over the weekend?
How many?
Guess. Well, Mike already knows. Buzz guess.
150.
No. Robbie, did you read it?
I don't know. 80.
80.
Six.
Wow.
Six guys called.
Six guys.
So let's be guy number seven and guy number eight. I'm not quite sure how we'll do this. We'll start as Vietnam and WW2 vets.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you couldn't be a vet for both wars, right?
Hey, what's it doing busy? Probably somebody doing an interview with the person that's on the other end of the line.
It'll have to be numbers 8 and 9.
And our contention also, if you didn't tune in yesterday, there are many better war movies. Many, many better war movies.
Oh, crap. All right, hold on. I've got another number. This is another doctor that was listed in the newspaper as a guy who's helping these vets through these problems.
You know, this is just so... I believe this is to get people to go see the movie.
Keep in mind, these are guys who fought in the real war.
Yeah, the real deal.
Guys who went there and saw, like, body parts thrown around and stuff. Do you think guys who were there, who experienced... They're going to watch a movie, and they're going to be so flipped out by it 50 years later that they have to call a hotline?
Not with Ted Danson in the movie.
I don't think so.
Not with Sam Malone. The Cheers bartender that was in love with Diane.
And I saw the guy that was in... Who's the actor that was in the movie with Jennifer Aniston?
You mean David Schwimmer?
No. The guy that was in the movie with Jennifer Aniston where... Jennifer Aniston's husband was having an affair with Cameron Diaz.
Okay.
Do you remember their two brothers? Hey, yeah. Buzz, you're good at this stuff. Come on, you're back on the show.
I'm thinking, yeah. I'm sorry, I don't know the
He's
movie.
He's a co-star in this movie, in the Private Ryan movie. What's his name?
Ed Burns.
Right.
Ah. Ed Burns. Frank Burns' son.
Hello, Ken. If you would be kind enough to repeat your telephone number twice, that would be a big help. Thank you, and I look forward to speaking with you shortly. Bye-bye.
I'm all broke up about Saving Private Ryan. I get all cloudy thinking about Private Ryan.
Jerry Nye. Jerry. Well, I can't mention his name without...
God, no. Of course, maybe it's Tom Hanks.
Mm-hmm.
I also cried when I saw Splash.
Oh, he's fantastic. Really?
I cried when I saw Nothing in Common.
I sobbed when I saw The Money Pit.
And Apollo 13.
Oh.
Forget about it.
Wah.
Listen, have you got any serious calls on this line?
Doctor?
Hello? Can I tell you something? You don't want to know the trauma I went through. Two words I want to say to you right now. Bachelor Party.
I'm so glad.
A little Tom Hanks film. That. Where was the hotline for Bachelor Party?
Yeah. And every week when Bosom Buddies was on the air.
Where's the Bosom Buddies helpline?
Unbelievable, but true.
Listen, even through all of his misfires,
right.
That Thing You Do.
Oh, yes.
Where was the hotline for that?
How come now there's a hotline when all of Tom Hanks' work traumatizes us?
And reduces us to tears.
We're sick of crying every time we see Tom Hanks on screen. Thank you very much.
Okay. We'll call back. Thank you for your time, Doctor.
Thank you, Doctor.
My name, Sergeant Nick Fury.
And I am Sergeant Bilko.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. There. Okay. He'll enjoy that message.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, yeah, Dragnet was the best movie that...
Dragnet.
Oh, Dragnet, that's another Tom Hanks movie.
We should have cried?
Misty.
We should have mentioned that. That made you misty? Did that make you moist?
Well, I had to call a psychiatrist, but...
Nah, just clouded up. Clouded up when I saw Dragnet.
Exactly.
Does everybody get our point on this? Doesn't it seem just a little jive that... Here's this movie, and they're trying to sell tickets for it, okay?
Yeah, if you haven't seen this movie, and you hear through the press that this movie is so traumatizing that they're setting up hotlines for veterans groups, of course you're going to go see it.
You're going to say, yes, $8.75, it's worth it.
I just think Hollywood should know that we're not that stupid.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, what better battle scene has there been in a movie than the D-Day landing? Name one scene that's better as a battle scene than that scene.
But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the movie as a whole.
The movie?
Yes, as a movie as a whole.
As soon as they have to rely on plot and not Steven Spielberg with his special effects and all that.
Exactly. It's worth the whole movie that one scene is.
Come on. Go rent Terminator. You get plenty of stuff blowing up. You want to see a guy walk around without an arm?
You know what I thought really the best thing was the sound. The sound was good with all the, you know, the ricochets and stuff like that. But as you said, some of those ricochets sound like the same kind you would hear in Quick Draw McGraw.
Right. You know, Hanna-Barbera land. Hello, it's Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike. This is Mike Oxlong.
I don't think the battle scene compensates for when all of a sudden, you know, Ted Danson comes out in his goofy uniform.
And listen, if it's a movie about the battle scene, the movie should have been an hour long.
Absolutely.
Where they showed the two battles.
Or make the movie simply you could make a movie about the D-Day invasion. You certainly could. You didn't need to, you know, put that plot in when it just got lame with a capital S.
Oh, so I saw that guy Ed Burns on the Today Show today.
Right. Now, which one is he in the movie?
He was the one from Brooklyn. He was the one that wanted to shoot the Nazi when Tom Hanks lets him go.
Oh, okay. Was he the Jewish guy? Did he play the Jewish guy?
No.
But that was a funny scene where he's holding up his Star of David as the guys are walking by.
All right.
Going, you didn't. That I enjoyed.
Well, he's on the Today Show, and it's not so much about the movie.
Right.
It's all about Steven Spielberg.
Right.
Here's the interview. How great was it to work with a genius like Steven Spielberg? If you had anything that you wanted to throw in, what would he say?
Right.
And this guy Ed Burns says, well, I never asked anything because I'm around the greatest director of all time. Listen, if you care so much, Steven Spielberg, go be one of those goddamn professors. You know. Do you understand what I'm saying here?
What you're doing is responding and reacting negatively to the hype machine.
Yes.
Which is being forced down your throat, where, you know, where it was so many people say the same thing that you're supposed to believe it, even if your gut tells you not to, that it's not as good a movie as everybody says it is.
No, it's not. And the reason that the loophole that they're getting through is that everybody says, oh, but it's such a great topic.
Right.
And Steven Spielberg is our most gifted filmmaker. Thank you, Mr. Spielberg. Thank you for educating us and showing us what war is really like. Oh, Steven Spielberg, will you stop it? It's almost as bad as when they were pitching Ted and Michael Jordan's ass.
Absolutely.
About as bad. That's what it was today. And I'm watching it, and the more I'm watching it, I was getting mad. And at the very end of the interview, Matt Lauer says, and have you ever noticed the queer way that Matt Lauer crosses his legs?
You mean all the way, folding the knee right over the other knee?
Yeah, I mean, it's almost like he's one of those weird people that's got joints and stuff that move the different ways.
Yeah, like he's a Ken doll without a thing.
So they get done with the interview, and then Matt Lauer says, last thing, the hotline. And then Ed Burns says, oh, that's really important because the movie's so devastating. You know, they've got that number. And he said on TV today, they were just blown away by the response. Then I read in the newspaper, they got 6 phone calls.
Yeah, and when he says blown away by the response, see, that's not, when you're talking about a helpline for counseling, that's not what, exactly, you're not supposed to say, man, we were blown away by, see, it's all hype, it's all BS. It really is. This is so unfair what they're doing. They don't need to do this. The movie's going to make plenty of money.
I needed counseling after I saw Evita.
That's a crappy movie, man. All singing, no talking. Forget about it. Madonna doesn't even take her shirt off.
Hey, guys.
Yes, hello.
Joan the Volcano had a good battle scene.
Yeah, Joan the Volcano.
Oh, Joan the Volcano, right.
Sure.
That's maybe Tom Hanks' worst movie ever, I think.
Absolutely.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. All right, I guess point made on that, although let me try the original line one more time. Saving Private Ryan hotline.
Oh, just so much hype.
All right.
Why do I think that that came out of an office in Hollywood? Hey, you know what would be great? We set up a helpline. That's what we'll do.
The 50s and 60s with the horror movies, they used to have like a nurse standing by in the lobby.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
It is the same thing.
Absolutely.
Hold on here. To exclusive back door party.
Here it is.
Oh, that's right, honey. Get right behind me and my bisexual friends. Oh, and then have it all your way.
Right.
And then ask for what drives you wild.
What is this?
Ask for ass.
Oh, ask for ass. Oh, my mistake.
No wonder it was busy.
I dialed the wrong number there.
Yeah, I need more help later.
My bad. Well, now that we've been discussing all of this serious stuff, like about war and everything, is today the day that we watch the Zapruder film?
Mm.
Are you up for that today?
I don't know if I'm up for that.
Maybe not, because I just realized today Charlie Stossel's coming in.
Is he getting his show today?
Yeah, he's getting his two-girl show today, our movie man, Charlie Stossel. You know, of course.
I'm up for that.
Infamous, because his wife left him when she decided to go lesbo.
Yeah, and he really wanted it. Wasn't that your impression? That he really wanted that two-girl show.
Yeah. And
he also, I don't think he is aware of what a two-girl show is really all about.
Today, we are going to extend the rules even further than we've even stretched them before on this show.
Excellent.
For Charlie Stossel's two-girl show.
Absolutely. We're going to tell the girls to really give him a good show.
Right. Start by taking a shirt off.
Right.
And then just see whatever happens, happens.
It's going to be... I hope he wears one of his camp counselor outfits.
So I'm not sure how long that's going to last, but before we get to anything that's of real substance on the show, we've got to make sure that we get to that. Let me do this, and then we have more good stuff. Buzz?
Yes?
I just want to make sure you're still there.
I am.
Anything new on the Monica Lewinsky matter?
No, everything's quieted down now for a while.
What's on Channel 7 right now?
Let me see here.
I think they're running the memorial service for those
the stations are running the memorial.
What's on ESPN?
What's the number?
206.
Okay.
You committed it to memory.
Oh, yeah.
292.
292 is NBC East Coast.
Not even hesitation there. What's ESPN?
206.
And what's ESPN 2?
208, because ESPN News is 207. I'm an excellent driver.
It's Madison Square Garden.
It looks like it's
MSG.
It's your favorite sport. It's soccer on ESPN.
I think MSG is 311. Either 310 or 311.
Here's one I know by heart. What's Nesson?
312?
Very close.
What is it?
311.
See, those are all the baseball channels. I don't actively watch those. Not fair to quiz me on those.
Sorry, but I think you did a good job getting 312. You're only one away.
So what's on ESPN right now, Buzz?
Your favorite sport. It's soccer.
Oh, soccer. Oh, you said that. It's soccer.
Weather Channel.
Weather Channel 277. Hey, Buzz, turn on Channel 402. See what's on Channel 402 right now.
It says to order, call.
That's one of the dirty channels. Anybody that has DirecTV, these are the channels that we're running.
Hey, Buzz, how much is the tariff for that today?
$5.99, Mike.
Hey, for the good of the show, why don't you order one? Rob said that's a good idea.
Yeah, order it up, Buzz.
Yeah, what's on the menu?
You know what? 402 is Playboy. That's too expensive. Go back to 400 and 401.
400 is adult and 401 is Spice.
Not that we know. Hey, listen, you're a little rain man when it comes to those channels. You know your channels, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Okay, we have Compulsion on 400.
Oh, yeah.
And let's see here. I'm trying to get this remote to work across some rooms. And we have Forbidden on Spice Channel. Right
Compulsion
now.
And Forbidden.
I'd vote for Forbidden.
Forbidden. I know why you would, too. Because you think Forbidden sounds like it might not be, you know, like it could be a regular movie, right?
Yeah.
You know,
but I know it's a dirty movie.
Even though it comes out on the bill as adult anyway.
Okay, order it, Buzz.
Okay.
Is the TV turned up loud?
Oh, it's on. Here we go. Oh, it can be. Just a second.
Okay.
You're listening to Buzz Burbank now, recuperating from his surgery.
The first time I've been to this channel, honestly.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Of course.
That's because until your surgery, you were making those movies every night.
Yeah, the tapes and all.
Buzz is like the Cecil B. DeMille. Buzz is like the Steven Spielberg of porno.
Forbidden is a lovely video production. And there's way too much talking going on right now.
Well, turn it up. Let us hear the scene.
Let me swing the boom around. And, of course, I'm talking about the microphone.
Hey, Charlie, you kind of hurt me.
You think Ken's pulling his hair out right now? Go ahead, this is why we had to pay all the money to put the microphone in Buzz's bedroom so that we could listen to porno.
Dude, this is great. Your game better than you do. It's not going to man out of the line.
Cool. All right, here's a game. How long until sex? How long?
Okay, I say...
All these years of taking care of you.
I say a minute and a half.
Friendly. I think we're in a new era now.
I got to go two.
Okay.
I got to go two. From right now?
Yep.
Mark. You want in on this, Rob?
Sure, $1. No, I say 3 minutes.
3 minutes. I got the clock going right now, Mike. 10 seconds.
What are they doing now, Buzz?
Let's see. We have, there's a guy with no shirt walking around in the living room with a woman in a mini dress who's shaking her head. Some old guy just left. I don't know what they were talking about.
Oh, some guy just left.
What did I bet? 2 minutes?
You bet 2 minutes. I bet a minute and a half, and we're coming up on 30 seconds.
30 seconds.
Till nudity or actual sexual contact?
Sex.
Okay. All right. The woman appears to be beginning to disrobe.
More description, please, Buzz.
Okay, the man is going to help her with the chore of disrobing by using his teeth.
Oh?
Ah.
Good, I could be a winner here.
We have sex.
Sex in 45 seconds. Bravo. 45 seconds.
Yeah.
Fuck. What kind of sex is it, Buzz?
It's verbal.
Verbal. Good description, Buzz.
He's playing the piano with your mouth.
There you go.
Is that what's happening, or is she playing his piano?
He's playing her piano.
Hey, how about that music? Good soundtrack.
It's pretty.
Good sex music.
Okay, now she's getting the rest of the way naked.
Yeah, baby. Hey, now, are we going to count penetration?
As,
okay.
We're now at a minute and a half, minute 35.
You went with 2 minutes,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, because suddenly there has... Buzz, is there penetration?
No, the man
that
is
could be five
back
minutes.
To verbal.
That
the man be, is back to verbal.
That could be 5 minutes in one of these movies.
Then I would get the over.
Technically, you'd win.
Listen to that.
Only the finest quality.
Sex! Buzz is watching sex!
It's all there. All of it. With everything left in and nothing left out. It's in Buzz's living room. It's in his bedroom. It's hot, and Buzz is watching it now.
What you see is what you get. With females for hire.
For hire. Hey, still no sex, Buzz?
Hey, I got another one. I got another pool.
Okay.
You know, this is just a bet, okay? Implant. Now, don't answer it yet, Buzz.
No.
Implants?
Oh, I'll bet. Yes, absolutely implants.
I'm going to say none.
You know how you can tell.
Yeah.
They have, like, scar tissue
yeah,
underneath.
And you can tell also by, you know, the shape and all that.
Buzz, so, what do you think? Are they implants or not?
There's no question about it. These are real.
Real?
Oh, how do you know, Buzz?
I had a hunch.
Listen, I know.
He knows these things.
Just play along.
Okay.
Pants are off, boss. Now the man has his pants off, and the woman's turn to be verbal.
Be verbal. That's the best description I've ever heard. Verbal. Hey, Buzz, you enjoying this time at home?
Yeah, actually, I am.
But just think, Buzz, you're already in bed.
Oh, now I'm oogied out. Now I'm officially oogied out.
Buzz just laying there in his Richard Simmons outfit.
Oh, God.
And think, during the commercials, he'll be able to watch the movie. Right? That's plenty of time.
Oh, God. Buzz, you getting all hot and bothered?
No, not exactly. Yeah. I'm used to better.
Oh, hey. Yeah, Buzz has, you have your own collection, don't you, Buzz?
High quality Swedish porn.
Sure. The imported stuff.
Buzz has all the out of country stuff.
See, I think that channel is only worth watching when they have that little flame that goes up in the corner.
Oh, yeah. Hot Spice. Hot Spice.
Remember
no flame
that.
Today.
Oh, God. Something that the Spice Channel did earlier in the year, and I'd like to thank them for it.
What's happening now, Buzzito?
She's still being verbal. Hasn't changed. Of course, you don't see anything. We're looking actually, literally, at the top of her head.
How could that be? You know, if I was in that movie, that would be like a 30-second movie.
Well, you know what they do? They do, I read this somewhere, that they actually shoot a scene, and the scene is actually over very quickly. They just edit it together, and they run the same thing again and again and again.
Right.
Especially,
again and again and again.
Again and again, especially on like this softcore spice stuff.
Really?
Yeah. Oh.
What's she saying, though?
It's hard to tell. I think... at first, I thought she was injured, but now I think she's okay.
Injured? She was injured.
Is somebody just tuning in right now?
Dear.
You're listening to our continuing coverage of Monica Lewinsky.
We take you now to the grand jury room where Ms. Lewinsky is testifying. Let's hear what she's saying to the grand jury.
Seems to be having trouble breathing right now.
She's about to testify.
What does this music actually play to the background when Monica Lewinsky went up to testify?
Don't you think it should?
Hey, for him, too.
She has painted toenails, by the way.
Let's not leave him out of this.
Ms. Lewinsky, now that you've been granted transactional immunity, could you tell us exactly what was the nature of your relationship? Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now that you have your transsexual immunity.
Transsexual immunity.
Hi. I've been granted transsexual immunity.
That's the biggest joke of all. She's the crying game.
From Linda Tripp, then.
Yeah, baby. Was that an animal?
I don't see any animals in the picture.
Okay. This is a wonderful segment.
How long is the movie on for?
I have no idea.
Doesn't it show up in the screen?
Oh, let me go get that.
Yeah, come on, Buzz. We have to walk you through this?
Gosh. Guy has a little illness, and, you know, he doesn't want to get out of bed.
Press the button that says menu.
This segment is on from 2:30 to 4 p.m. Eastern.
Oh, all right. Well, then we'll be able to do a break and catch the end. Let me know how this one ends.
Okay.
And don't worry, Buzz. You can expense this.
Hey, great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just this one or future orders?
Well, who knows? You're going to be home for a couple of months. You know, we might have a giant porno bill for you by the time you get well. All right, Buzzy. We'll turn it off so you're not distracted now.
What?
Turn it off now so you call you goofy. You all hepped up on goofballs.
Oh, man, that's
all right.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And I tucked the butcher knife and held up to her net. I said, if you want to live to see tomorrow, you better start frying them eggs a little bit better than what you're frying. I'm tired of eating sloppy, slimy eggs.
The Don and Mike Show. Like corn, enjoy it a second time. Second time. The best of Don and Mike.
Attention. Attention. She left me. Mills is divorced. Mills is divorced. Attention. 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 Velveeta. Park Vignugan. Get in the car. Daddy wants to take you out.
Rumored for months, wasn't it? Rumored for months.
A year, actually.
All right, here's what I think happened.
Okay.
Bruce and Demi.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The way I see it. Now, to begin with, if you look at them equally as performers.
Yes.
And that's why I maintain this has got nothing to do with their personal life.
Right.
It's got nothing to do with one of them sleeping on the other one. Since,
okay.
You know, I got to think they do it all the time anyway.
Of course.
This is all career.
Mm-hmm.
Talent-wise, listen, neither one of them really very talented.
Talent-wise, actually on an even footing, don't you think?
Yeah. She's good to look at.
Right.
He's, you know... At least you don't want to smack him.
He goes, you know, he's an action-adventure guy.
Yeah.
That's what he's good at.
Right, and kind of a smart aleck. And mm-hmm. she's, you know, good to look at.
Right.
Certainly much better than when she was on General Hospital.
Sure.
So as they were climbing the ladder together, it was always kind of known that Demi was here.
Right. Yeah.
Right?
Right.
And Bruce is here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Demi is in the movie with Tom Cruise that everybody takes seriously.
Yeah.
A Few Good Men.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right? And meanwhile... He's doing his movies where he's hiding in the back of a car shooting at some guy.
Right.
Well, you know what's happened in the last year?
Mm.
While her career has gone down faster than Dennis Murphy on Viagra.
Yeah, I mean, she's really gone down like a stone.
He has not gone any higher But at least he hasn't lost his footing.
He's still making those money-making movies.
Yeah.
Right, even his bad movies, yeah, like The Fifth Element.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile,
that still makes some money.
She's making G.I. Jane and Scarlet Letter and all these dogs, these turkey movies.
The Juror, the one that she did. What was the one she did? It was like Shakespeare? She did some...
I don't remember the title, but I know what
I don't
mean.
Know. It was some boring movie where... You know, the only reason guys want to go see her, though, is if she could take her shirt off.
Yeah.
And in striptease, you had to wait through 3/4 of the movie, and then it wasn't even worth it.
It really wasn't, because she had, I don't know, some sort of, like, plastic support system that made it all look artificial anyway.
So my thought is, this had to be what happened. Her career going down, he's maintaining.
Right.
All of a sudden, she wakes up in the mirror, and looks in the mirror every day, and she goes, hey, I'm not as happening as Bruce Willis.
And then the jealousy factor.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that's a very, very plausible scenario.
He's off at Planet Hollywood, right, hanging out with his big-time star friends.
Mm-hmm. Bruno or whatever. What's that band that, you know, where he has the different name and he's up on stage?
And all that does is elevate him to a status of these other guys when he's not really in their league.
Right.
But because he's got the money... And he's hanging around Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sylvester Stallone. You always see them with their arms around each other. You think, Bruce Willis, hey, happening.
You know, it always struck me that those two like to show their behinds so many times in the movies. It weirded me out a little bit that she was so into being naked on the covers of magazines.
Yep. And that's why
like
I thought they'd always stick together, because I had picture them running around naked around their house together and stuff.
Figured they had some kind of agreement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although I read somewhere today that there's a picture in a tabloid. Have we got the tabloid yet? It was either the Globe or the Sun. Mm-hmm. There's a picture. Demi Moore is at home, supposedly, lifting weights. Okay. Bruce Willis is at the beach with his kids, Toyota and
you know, and
Sea Spray.
Right. He's there with the kids and the nanny, the au pair, the shaker.
Right.
Okay. She's there, and she's topless on the beach.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Do we have that tabloid?
There have also been tabloid pictures of her dancing with other guys at nightclubs late at night.
She's done that all the time.
They're always in other cities from each other.
Yeah, they're doing that. You know, that's what the whole Planet Hollywood thing. There are people that show up for those openings, and then there are people that say, listen, I can't make it. Bruce Willis is there for every single one of them.
She wouldn't be getting a divorce if she had a hot movie out right now. And it kills her that right now on her career... is totally in the toilet.
I believe you.
Mr. Lucky Break, Mr. Lucky Bounce.
Sure.
Look at him. Armageddon.
Yeah.
You know, I think you're absolutely right. And it comes at a time, I'm sure, when they have to make arrangements to go to these things together. And
attention, it's my opening.
Yeah.
We have to go to the party for my movie. Attention.
And she decides.
Attention. Yeah. I'm hot. You're not.
I can see that happening.
Attention. You know, he's probably a dick about it, too.
Couldn't really, for him, career-wise, could not happen at a worse time for him, because he really does have this big movie opening up, a movie that really is bigger than anything he's done in quite a while.
Although this will probably, you know, it's getting guys like us talking about Bruce Willis.
Yeah. So, even the Farrakhan thing that happened, I mean, his name has been in the news a lot lately, which has got to help advertise the movie.
I
got to
find out whatever lottery numbers he's playing and play those numbers, because Bruce Willis is one lucky guy.
Attention, 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 Demi's leaving, and that old pair... with the topless? Yes, she's on the beach with me and my kids.
Attention.
Yeah.
I'm more popular than you here in the town that we bought.
She just hates it.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah.
I mean, it wasn't a year ago. 2 years ago.
You know her voice. Bruce, shut up with that.
You think he's such a big star?
Shut up. Attention. Attention. He's probably dancing around his bathroom. Attention. My movie opens in just 2 weeks. When does your next movie open? Dummy. Attention. Attention.
2 years ago, she was the thing. She was it.
Right.
Everybody said, this is going to be the biggest star. And then flop after flop after flop.
And people have pretty much consistently said that Bruce Willis is a turd.
Mm-hmm.
Yet his career, you know, is at above turd level.
Maintained.
He's more than a floater.
Sure. Right. Absolutely. He's an upper decker, Don.
Attention.
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 Attention. Attention. Mills is dead.
Hell, I'm surprised.
Mills is dead, f***head. So is Powell. And those four guys from the East German All-Star.
Yeah.
Your boys down at the bank. They're going to be a little late.
And I'm tired of hearing about all this crap about how it's so tough for celebrities to keep their marriage together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think anybody that has a real life would welcome the chance.
Sure.
To be so friggin' rich that you could buy your own town in Montana or wherever they live, that you could jet to all these places.
Right.
That if you get pissed off at somebody, you buy the place that they live and you run it over with a bulldozer and you don't give it a second thought. You mean that all of that can't make the fact that maybe those two people are slightly annoying to each other? They can't make it through?
Can't work it out.
The rest of us make it through with people that we find slightly annoying at times. Right?
Yeah.
Attention.
She's moving out. Or I'm moving out. Yeah, I'm moving out. I'm going to live over to Planet Hollywood. I'm living right here over the Planet Hollywood, ladies. You want to come up and see Bruce? Bruce Willis, standing up here waiting for you. Look at me, shaking my moneymaker. Yeah.
Look at these boobs. I've worked so hard to make these boobs beautiful, Bruce.
Yeah? You keep working. I'm going to be over here, bald, with my band, playing at Planet Hollywood.
Your singing sucks.
My singing's great. The chicks love it to me. The chicks love it. I'm moving out of the house. And those kids, Sea Spray, Velveeta, and Tube Top, they're all going to be a little late.
Listen, his name is C-SPAN, okay?
C-SPAN.
He's not yours.
Where's Univision? Univision. Come on now, get in the RV.
He's playing out back with Magnavox.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don's
buddy.
Impression of Demi Moore sounds a lot like his Alec Baldwin.
Right, okay, listen, F you and your family, okay?
All right, guys,
let's see you try to tell some jokes, okay?
Yeah.
All right, come on. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Gonna make him dead in the back of the car.
Hello? Yeah, play along here, folks.
Yeah.
Use your imagination a little bit.
That's right. It's. I mean, this is like an abstract painting.
Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, you know, Demi Moore was on, she co-produced Austin Powers.
Oh, then maybe she got some money in the bank. But even with that, you know, Demi Moore is not getting the commercial success for that. I mean, I've read that a couple of times.
But she's not going to have any problem. I mean, she's set for life, and she's going to probably... I predict that Demi will be in the arms of another major, major, major star. That's the only way that can possibly...
Somebody like Michael Douglas.
Absolutely.
Somebody like Mr. Sex Addiction.
Sure.
Mr. Hey, honey, I can't help it that I'm making love with 1,000 different women. I'm addicted to sex, and his wife, and he got a doctor... That would back him up in court on that.
Absolutely.
Is that ridiculous? If I said that to my wife, she would hit me in the head so fast, it wouldn't even be funny. Honey, I'm addicted to sex with other women. Please help me.
And then that marriage didn't last. Anyway, didn't last. That's another big Hollywood marriage. Now he's Mr. Single.
Yeah.
Attention. Here we go. I'm addicted to sex, to me. Addicted. I say Demi will be within the year. I say within 6 months, she'll be in the arms of some other major star.
Mm-hmm. And I bet he goes for someone like Cameron Diaz.
Yeah.
Someone young like that. Sure. You know, sure. Jennifer Lopez, one of today's hotter young stars. Mm-hmm.
Supermodels. Don't discount the supermodels, Don.
He'll just jump from bed to bed. He'll be like a prostitute.
And Tyra Banks, she's going to be a little late.
Right.
She's with me.
Hey, did you want to say something?
Just the Austin Powers bit.
Oh, all right. Okay, thanks.
All right.
Bye-bye. Yeah, I also read that she put a lot of the money up to bankroll that movie. But unfortunately, even if you do something like that, public persona-wise, people don't retain that.
Right.
So, like, when she goes out, people go, oh, Bruce, I loved your movies. Bruce.
Right.
You know, nobody goes, hey, Demi. Way to go, putting the money up for Austin Powers.
Yeah. To me, just a little, you know, too weird. Career management, too many weird things, you know. Walking around with her shaved head, it didn't work.
Right. And everybody was disappointed with those breasties.
Yes, absolutely.
Right? As beautiful as they may have been, you had to sit through 2 hours of one of the worst movies ever made. And even then, it's not like the camera went in for close-ups on them and stuff.
Breasties.
Like on the Spice Channel.
Right. Look at those breasties.
Attention.
You're lousy.
Attention. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hey, this is Nate in the Sacramento.
Right, hi.
Hey, I think Bruce Willis is a good actor.
Oh, yeah, me too. He's super. He's got some range.
What are you talking about? Fifth Element was a great movie. It ranks up there with Star Wars.
Yeah, but I mean, that's the type of movie where the special effects and all the explosions and all that crap, that's the movie, not the acting.
Hey, listen, I like Bruce Willis. I consider myself to be a Bruce Willis fan, but he's not talented. He's the luckiest man in the world. He's a good-looking guy, and even now that he's gone bald,
he's somehow more money than you do.
He's got what?
More money than you do.
No doubt about that.
Yeah, but he's out there in the public eye. We can comment on him. Hey, he's a public figure.
There's a lot of people with more money than me who I think are a lot less talented than me.
Well, he's a lot
someday
more
talented
than you are.
What?
He's a lot more talented than you are.
Oh, no, he's not.
Oh, definitely.
No, I could entertain his ass off.
F you and F your family.
Well, I'm not going to give it back to you.
Sorry.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you didn't deserve that.
Hello, Donna. I only save that for real special callers.
Pop Bruce Willis into this studio for 4 hours a day. Have him push all the buttons and then be funny at the same time. Mm-hmm. See if he can pull out. You know what he'd do?
Attention.
He'd be showing his moneymaker.
Attention. Use my ass. Attention.
Yeah. Pump Fiction. I'm going to wash up in the sink. I'll show my crack.
Hello, Donna. Mike Show.
What do you say, Don?
Hey, my friend.
I always thought Demi was lesbian anyway.
She looks like she might go both ways. I don't doubt that she has not eaten at the Y on occasion.
She's a very free spirit. Her sexuality is, it's well known that it's kind of an open book.
Yeah, freak. You're right, Rob. Freak. Hello, Dynamite Show.
What do you say, Don?
Hello.
Hey, my friend.
All right, radio up way too loud.
Was lesbian anyway. She looks like she might go both ways. I don't doubt that she has not eaten at the Y on occasion. She's a very free spirit. Her sexuality is, it's well known.
Oh, and then he hangs up right before he was going to hear us say it. His radio was too loud.
Yes, very interesting.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Hey, Donna Mike, I have a question for the golf pro. Mike.
Well, it's very kind of you to call me that. But
attention.
But lately, I got to be honest with you. The way I'm playing, I don't feel much like a pro. Much less any kind of amateur, you know what I mean?
Attention.
Gang code. Right,
hello, Donna Mike. I'm going to warn you. If you keep calling, we're going to do the F. Jimmy treatment on you.
That's right.
Okay. Hello?
Yeah, who gives a flying F about Bruce Willis and his old lady anyway, man?
I do.
Yeah.
Why?
Because I love talking about celebrities.
Oh, God.
I'm a very shallow person. I love talking about other people.
You ain't got a life or something, what?
No, I obviously ain't got a life.
Oh, figure it.
Right, yeah, good put down.
Well, hey, boo-boo. You know what you want.
Hey, what the hell is going on here today?
F all you people.
Yeah,
I don't
really
give a crap what you say.
Hang on. What the, is it? You know, there is a heat warning. Is that, does that have anything to do with it?
Might be the
oppression. There's an idiot warning out there.
Idiot warning.
Every idiot in the world, everybody that wants to screw with me is calling me today.
Warning, Will Robinson.
Oh, listen, I'm so much more talented than Bruce Willis. I'm better looking than Bruce Willis. He's only got me beaten that he's got a wife that's maybe a little hotter.
Yeah.
And he definitely makes tons more money than me.
Did you just say he's got a wife that's a little hotter? And I just went,
maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe a little hotter.
That was one of those times where I was kind of like drifting off there, and I went, yeah. And
yeah, maybe
like
a little hotter.
I'd like to retract that. Yeah, absolutely not. Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Why don't you move on to another subject? This is really sucks.
What the hell is going on? See, what happens is you take one call like this,
yes,
and then everybody calls up and they think...
Wait,
what is your problem?
No,
we're here
really
trying to do a show.
You
and
guys are a lot more funny than this, but
oh,
this is
screw
really...
you.
Oh, come on, F off. If you don't like it, change the channel.
Well, no, because you're really much funnier than this.
Some
this
the highest...
low point, right?
Oh, listen. Then throw some dirt on me and I'll be dead. But right now, F you.
Okay.
If you don't like the show, change the channel. I decide what we talk about on this show. What I have to say is always pertinent. It's always topical. It's always funny.
Maybe,
and if you're so stupid that you don't know it, change the channel. Go put a Metallica record on.
Maybe you should let Mike make the choices of the bitch to do or whatever.
Shut up. You know, that would be real good, especially coming on the fact that last month we had our highest rated month ever.
Oh, you guys are great. There's no doubt. But you are at a low point. This is really stupid.
Now, F you.
You are, this is your agenda. You enjoy this. This is your recreation.
Listen, everybody. All you guys, F off. Kiss my ass. I'm here and you're there. What do you think of that?
Well, it's pretty good. I mean, you're doing better than me, but... Yeah.
Of course I am. I'm standing in here controlling the knobs, controlling your future. You goddamn idiot.
What do you do?
Oh, he won't listen. This is an endless battle because guys like this, they always say the same thing. Gee, Don, you're not doing a good job running the show. Gee, Don, Mike is so much funnier than you. And then when we turn it around and say, then when do we say, what do you do? That's when they always pussy out.
I did not say that Mike's funnier than you. I think
what do you do? What do you do?
You both are very funny, but...
What do you do?
What do I? I'm a department coordinator.
For what?
For an organization out in Herndon.
Well, then why the hell aren't you doing your job right now?
You're an idiot. If you don't like the show, don't listen. If you don't like anything I'm doing, I don't care.
I like all the stuff you do except for that one thing about the Demi Moore crap.
Well, then I'm going to keep talking about Demi Moore all day today because I can find a way to make it interesting and make all the other people listen. And you know what? You stupid son of a bitch, you'll listen too. You stupid idiot.
Well, try a little harder. Make it a little more funny, okay?
Nah, he's just, you know something? This is his recreation.
Right.
This is you getting your own personal pleasure.
Right. You're probably... Yeah, and there's the laugh. The laugh that's supposed to sound like confidence, but really sounds like a man who's beaten. Beaten his meat.
Well, listen, you guys do a good job, but just get on another subject.
No.
Yes, do it. Do it now.
No.
Yes.
No, it's my show. We'll do what I want.
Okay.
I've made all the correct choices every step in my career.
Except for this one.
No, you're wrong. I'm proving you're wrong right now.
No, because it just wasn't funny, see? But I mean, most stuff you do is funny, but that wasn't. You
all right. All right, am I going to have to explain to you that comedy is something that's subjective? And something that you don't think is funny might be funny to somebody else, and that maybe I know a little bit better than you?
Well,
because
like
you're just some dumb schmuck calling up a radio show?
It seems like the calls you've been getting are telling you different, though.
No.
Maybe not a lot of people are thinking this.
No, the calls that we're getting are guys with their little agenda, and the guys that line up starting at 12 noon to call this show, and then we usually filter them out about 15 minutes into the program. These are guys that all have an agenda because they get their jollies, much like you do, you know, effing with the guys. That's what you do. That's how you get your play. It has nothing to do with Bruce or Demi. You know that. You know that. Come on. Why don't you just be honest?
You're just trying to screw with us. And as I mentioned to the guys before, like it's so tough to get a rise out of me. Hell, we have people that call the show and they're very nice, and I say to them, F you and F your families.
We take a higher volume of calls than any talk show in the country. We do it every single day, and we're going to get calls like this. But, I mean, why don't you have the decency to be honest with us and say, you're doing it just to work us. That's
right.
The only reason. Am I right or am I right?
To a degree.
What?
Of course. To 100%
degree. No, because it really wasn't that funny. It's probably one of the lamest.
No, but see, that's you're doing it again, and I don't think we should fall into that trap again. But I'll tell you something. That's the only reason you call.
So listen, F you and your families. And I really, you know, most people I don't really mean it, but with you, I really do. I really do. And if at any time you don't like anything I'm doing, change the channel.
Okay, no problem, buddy.
But never call again.
Oh, he'll call again. He'll call in a couple of weeks, and he'll disguise his voice, and it'll be the same lame crap over and over again.
Just asking.
This is actually the first time I'm calling.
No, it's not.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it is.
Really.
No, it's not. No,
really?
Right.
No, really?
Yeah, right. You're an effing creep.
Okay, thanks.
You jag off.
Yeah. Any more?
No, I would if I didn't have to do a radio show.
Yeah, and we wouldn't give you any more because it's giving you obvious sexual gratification.
You know, the only reason I started listening to your show is because Scott the Dwarf works downstairs, and he turned me on to you guys, but I didn't know you guys were this mean.
Right. See, there's more of your lame argument. Hey, listen, if you don't like the show, you wouldn't listen to the show.
Well, I like the show.
Right, then shut your mouth.
I just didn't like that bit.
I don't care if you liked it or not. I don't care if you like any part of the show. What do you think of that? Your opinion means nothing. Zero. I'm the man in command.
You know,
you're
I'm
nothing.
Laughing because it's true.
What?
I'm laughing because it's true. My opinion means nothing.
Right.
So.
Then we're agreed. You're nothing. You're insignificant. Right.
And although you'll never obey, I suggest you never, ever call again.
Well, we'll see.
And furthermore, that Bruce Willis stuff we're doing, it's killer.
Yeah, it's killer.
I'm telling you, it's killer.
Ratings.
You know, it's killer.
We're doing a 4-hour Bruce Willis marathon today.
Right, and our ratings are going to be even higher than they were last month.
I'll tell you what would make it better, if you just, you know, imitate Demi Moore the whole show.
It would make me much happier if you would come down here and I could put a gun in your mouth and shoot your head off. But that's not going to happen. I have as good a chance of that happening as you do of affecting anything that I do on this show.
Oh, my. All right, well, I've taken enough of your time.
There is no doubt about that, you turd.
Okay, thank you. Have a nice day.
Right, you worthless piece of garbage. I hope someone runs you over this 4th of July weekend. I hope a drunk driver runs you over this weekend.
Again and again and again.
Over backs and over. Yeah, backs over your head.
Backs up, runs over again. Backs up, runs over again. And then all that'll be left will be like a squirrel, like a dead crushed squirrel, because you have the same amount of back hair.
You think so?
And then some animals will be eating at your skull and stuff. You'd be just roadkill.
That's right.
You'd be one less jag-off calling me up, give me a hard time.
Later on, somebody would be driving along the street and say, Mommy, look at the vulture. He's picking at a crow. Oh, no, it's a human being.
But rather than put that drug driver in jail, they'll give that drug driver an award.
Probably. That's right, because it's Doofus that called. It's Doofus that was hit and killed. Give that drug driver the Congressional Medal of Honor.
Right.
Yeah, right.
And then I'll have Bruce Willis speak at your funeral about what a total idiot you are. Attention! Attention! And then Demi will come out and go,
well, I knew he was bad.
I knew he was bad right away. But Don and Mike were doing a killer bit about us getting divorced. I knew it was great. Actually,
but the good news is that he's dead. He's dead now. He's gone. And he can't pester anybody any longer.
Even hearing your wife on the phone is more exciting.
I'll tell you right now, he's dead and he's gone.
You're following all of the same steps that all of these hate callers take. All you guys that were trying to get under my skin. If you don't like my wife on the show, change the channel. You don't like the bits we do, change the channel.
And look for that drunk driver this weekend. Make sure you look for that drunk driver. See, if you want your little forum here, and what we're very capable of doing, and I think I've really identified, Don, what his problem might be. What really gets under this guy's skin is not being able to get a word in edgewise on the show.
Because, you know, even if you come up with something good, which you haven't yet, I'll just delete it out. Or I'll just turn down your microphone so that people can't hear you. So you can't win. I mean, besides the fact that you can't win anyway.
Would you like to say something?
Yep.
Because you are a truly pathetic individual.
Dumbass. What was that? I'm waiting for more.
You want to say something?
Stupid,
I'm sorry.
Pathetic idiot.
I guess we jumped in again and you didn't have any chance to say anything. I guess it's a little frustrating for you right now because you're sitting on the end of your telephone and you're dying to even get 5 seconds to say what you want to say, but you're not going to get that 5 seconds.
No, really. Here you go. Here's your forum.
Okay, ready? Are you ready for your UFO?
There you go. How'd you like that? How'd you like that, you stupid dick?
I think that's a very good demonstration of the power of the program right now.
Right.
It's killing you, sir. You know it's killing you.
No.
You've lost. You've lost. You've come into our arena and you've lost. You have been defeated.
You thought that you could control the agenda and you found out, no, you cannot.
Okay.
We can talk about you all the time.
No, I bow down.
No.
You're better.
Don't bow down. I know that you want to take me because I don't doubt that you're probably queer, too.
Following you around in a beat-up Chevrolet with duct tape in the back of it.
But no, I'm sorry. I'm not going to let you Spielberg me, man.
I know.
No, we're not going to let you talk. Sorry.
I don't know. Listen, I don't like what you have to say, and unlike the other way the relationship goes, I can control that.
But see, technically, we're having a conversation with you. The only thing is, now you are unable to say anything because you're a wimp.
I'll let your pathetic laughter go out over the
air. That's wonderful. We can do that.
About that?
Now,
all right.
Ah, there you go. No. You can't. What a shame you're not being heard.
Yeah.
What a shame.
It's like a little leaguer who wants to play in the big leagues. Listen, little boy, go back to the sandlot and play with your other little friends.
I'm Mr. Supervisor working in my office, and now they're not letting me talk. It's a little frustrating. Hey, we get the laugh on.
There you
go. Laugh on.
Right.
Is there anything you want to say now?
Because he's laughing, because he's really turned the tables on us.
Oh,
ooh,
yeah.
He's turned the tables.
I bet.
Oh, there you go. No, sorry. No. We're not going to let you get a chance to say anything.
All right. All right, dickwad.
Yeah, Mr. DW.
I'm going to move along now because it's my choice to move along now, but I'll be checking the obits this weekend.
Your driver runs over.
Right. Repeatedly.
I hope so.
That, let me tell you something. That was it. It's tough to find how you get under their skin, but that was it. That killed him.
Listen, kiss my ass.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hi, this is Pearl Calhoun, resident. Please leave a message and we will get back with you as soon as possible. In the meantime, enjoy this song and may God bless you real good.
The Don and Mike Show.
This segment brought to you by Viramax. Viramax sexual pleasure and performance enhancer is doctor developed and clinically tested. Viramax works and is available at Rite Aid, DMC, and other select retailers. Try it today. Viramax 1-888-TRY-VMAX.
God smiles on them, then God laughs at them. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Now, in the middle of that, what did my wife want?
I want a modern world.
Put her on hold.
Attention. Attention. Your wife's
attention.
Calling.
Attention.
Your wife's calling.
She don't like it when I argue with people. That's probably why she's calling. And I say to her, be quiet.
I'm in the middle of a good argument.
Stop it. I'll do the show. You paint the walls.
Lesser broadcasters will simply move on, Doug. This business has to be taken care of.
We're bigger than that, Mike.
That's right. We're above it.
Hold on. Okay.
Got it. I got it covered now.
That guy right now, he is so upset. You know, he's
Hello?
Doing it.
He's probably still talking into the phone. Did you call in the middle of that?
Yeah, I'm in Giant right now. I'm grocery shopping.
Oh, what a good wife that is. That's nice. I like hearing that.
I was just calling for some clarification.
Yes.
You're better looking than Bruce Willis. You're more talented than Bruce Willis.
And correct.
The only thing he's got on you is that his wife is better looking than
maybe.
You.
Maybe.
Thank you. Don't you mean his estranged wife is maybe better looking than your estranged wife?
You're beautiful. I love you.
Thank you.
Okay.
I appreciate that.
Attention.
I don't believe it.
Attention. My wife is hot. No, you're very hot.
I can't even hear you.
You're very hot.
The music in the background.
I love you.
Hello?
That giant music in the background.
You are a hot woman. I love you. I'm in love with you.
Well, I'm sure I'd be leaving whatever insincere thing you're saying right now if I could hear it.
That's the truth. I love you.
What section are you in?
Hello?
Hello?
Produce.
I can't hear you, boo-boo.
Move to the front of the store, please.
What?
Move to the front of the store.
I'm at the checkout line. I can't just move to the front. I got things to do.
Oh, well, you can hear me. Now you can hear me.
Yeah, now I can hear
you. I said, I love you. You're hot. I love you.
Mm-hmm. Well, why did you say that other thing then? Why did you
say... Now this is a real low point, because now I even have to explain to my wife when I'm making jokes. Okay?
But you could say the maybe on you, the maybe you're better looking. The maybe.
But I'm much better looking than Bruce Willis. There's no maybe involved there.
All right. Thank you, Mike, for changing your response.
Honey, come on, I love you.
All right.
Come on.
Bye-bye.
I know why we're getting this call today.
Why?
I see the boxes in the trash can. I know. Ups and downs, like being on a roller coaster. I know it.
All right. Goodbye, sir.
I love you. See you later.
I gotta pay. Goodbye.
I know. Go pay with my money. See you later. Bye-bye. That's my wife right there.
Yeah. Here she goes.
Attention.
Attention. This is dead.
Attention.
It's a worse day for Bruce Willis, though.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Dynamite Show.
Dynamite.
Yeah.
Radio Gods.
Hi there.
What up? Hey, Bruce Willis sucks. He has not made a good movie since Die Hard 1.
I wouldn't argue with you, but he's had a bunch of success, man.
Yeah, you see Last Man Standing?
Listen, we're not talking about if he's had some movies that are bombs. He has. And I even said he's not much of a talent. But
no,
you got to admit, the guy's a movie star. Right now, the guy's a bigger star than Demi Moore is.
Yeah, about Hollywood, it's all how much money your movies make. That's the bottom line. And he's made a lot of successful films, whether you like him or not. I don't like the guy. I don't like his movies.
I agree. It's just his talent level sucks. You give him a gun, give him a bomb, and a good-looking woman.
You ever notice when you're agreeing with somebody, and then it still sounds like an argument? But his talent sucks.
Well, because this guy hears us talking about Bruce Willis, and he wants us to say that he sucks. And listen, I think we have said that he sucks, but he is a bigger star than his wife. That's why I think they're getting divorced. That's why I will continue to spend the next 4 hours talking about Bruce Willis and Demi Moore getting divorced.
The question of the day, who's more talented, Demi Moore or Bruce Willis? It's like that Fox Morning Show.
Hello, Dynamite Show.
Dynamite!
Yeah.
It's Mike, the TV icon guy. What's up?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I don't have a game for you today. That's tomorrow. But I just wanted to call and say, but you guys rock. Don't worry about what all these other punks, morons, idiots say.
Hold on, please. I appreciate your well-meaning thoughts, but does it appear that they are bothering us?
Do you think for a second that we would have them on for seriously 20 minutes if they were bothering us?
Did we run away crying?
No.
Crying to our mommies? Saying, oh, we had a fight with one of our listeners. Oh.
It seems we have to explain this whenever this happens, but you see, by putting that idiot on, who legitimately annoys us, that's not fake. That's real.
He's a pisser. Yeah. I really do hope a drunk driver kills him this holiday weekend.
We recognize that there are...
Or next holiday weekend. I hope it's on the 4th.
There's a large segment of the audience, a very large segment of the audience, that relishes those moments when we have those altercations.
Yeah,
they love it.
But it seems like you guys get upset.
Listen, you got to decide which way you want it. Do you want a real show where guys are going to be real and emotional? Where if we're having a bad day, we're going to tell you. If we're having a good day, we're going to tell you. If someone needs to be told to shut the frig up, someone's going to say it.
So you say you enjoy it, but you feel like you have to call. We're fine. Don't worry about it.
We're fine every day.
Okay.
Every day. Now, listen, F you and your family.
Thank you!
Because those calls annoy me almost more than the original hate calls.
Me too.
You know, because it's like, hey, guys, listen, you're terrific. We don't need that.
That's like calls it loser disc jockeys get. You know what I mean?
You know, I'm silly. And Jack Diamond was, you know, I'm just taking those calls, and I don't expect that from people. Oh, but Jack, you do such a great thing.
You're a nice person. You have a great show, Jack. Yeah.
As opposed to us, we get those shows like, shut up!
Right. Some people need to be told to shut up.
These guys are spoiled rotten.
Right. Attention. Attention. These guys hit the nail on the head.
That's right.
Attention. Spoiled babies. That's us. And the other guys who work on a show with us, they're spoiled too.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm riding around listening to you guys. I love you guys, but Jesus Christ, I mean...
Listen, you know what I think? I don't care what you think. If you're driving in your car and you're listening... That's all we care about.
And you know how you could really help us right now? You said you're driving. You're driving right now.
Why don't you go get a six-pack and drink it all at once and then go find that other guy that called our show.
And you know, much like the other guy, we're not going to let you talk either.
Yeah. Right.
That's going to be the new policy. I like that.
Not in my show. You know, that's a problem that a lot of radio guys have.
Mm-hmm.
I learned it a long time ago. I don't mind showing all sides of my personality on this show.
Right.
I really don't. Because that's the only way you're going to get people to connect with you. And there's some people who, because it's done so rarely on radio,
right?
Like that guy, he doesn't know how to deal with it.
A lot of people call, like the previous caller, and say, listen, guys, you're great. And they're disturbed by it. It's stirring things up. Then another guy says, hey, you guys are spoiled, bro. People, it generates... emotion, it generates interest. It's better than just turning it on and hearing, all right, it looks like a low-pressure system's going to be coming in here.
I'm secure enough in it. If you hate me and you listen, that's great. If you love me and you listen, that's great. I don't care. Just listen, goddammit. Listen to all the show, all 4 hours. Don't miss a second. Then I'll be mad. Oh, then I'll be mad. Then I'll go get another drunk driver. This time he'll be driving a school bus. Partridge Family bus. Bus will be empty, of course.
Like that bus in that Freddy Krueger movie.
Yes, absolutely.
Thanks, Michael for a drive.
Right, hello.
There we go. Hop on, girl.
Hey, I will personally take that stupid caller and beat him to death with a bag of doorknobs.
See, this is okay because I think this is the balance that you know people want to express their emotions.
Mm-hmm. All right. But anyway, I guess my point was that I don't know why more disc jockeys are afraid to show all sides of their personalities. Because think about it, when you have friends in your real life and people you know in your real life, you know people who are dicks sometimes. You know people who have good days and bad days. Fortunately for me, everybody in radio is so stupid that they think they have to be phony nice all the time.
You know,
right? I mean, if everybody was honest, it would dilute what we do on this show.
And I think it speaks to that issue that comes up occasionally where people say, you can dish it out, but you can't take it. We take it a lot on this show.
Oh, you kidding me? We take it up the butt, man.
Ouch.
My bung is sore right now. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
I know.
Oh, we have such sore bungs.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
I was just calling to tell you, I have a good friend that works out in L.A. for one of the TV producers out there. And the rumor around town is Leonardo DiCaprio spent the night at Demi Moore and Bruce Willis's Malibu home a couple months back.
Even if that was true, I still don't think that's why they'd be splitting up.
Be
perfect.
I didn't say why they're splitting up, but I think she's already finding other men.
Yeah, well, that would be the perfect type of celebrity that she would be seen with.
He's so young, though.
The younger man.
So young.
Oh, but I see that happening. I see them arm in arm. Absolutely.
I think they've both been doing that for years, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, going out with other people all the time. You got their picture taken and stuff.
Younger, firmer, more supple.
Hello. John and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi. Hey, don't give me any crap.
Hi.
You guys have been giving people crap all day.
Oh, yes. We've been giving people crap. We haven't been getting any crap ourselves.
This is what I love. Don't you people hear the other side of the conversation? If you were doing this show and people were calling you and giving you crap, wouldn't you want to tell them to shut up?
Yeah, I guess so. Exactly. Thank goodness I'm not a crap giver.
Oh, no, not at all.
You just gave us crap.
Crap.
Yes, you did. By saying that we've been giving crap to people all day, you have just given us crap.
Oh, okay, okay.
And you're a crap giver.
Well, I'll call for a request.
And we're tired and we're not going to take it anymore.
Oh, come on, please.
Why?
Well, that Demi impression that you've been giving, I really love your impression of Esther Roll. I want to hear some Esther Roll.
Oh, listen, come on, let us do the show. Will you please, lady, just let us do the show.
Come on.
Just please. Shut up and never call again.
Just please, just let us do the show.
Mm-hmm.
Please.
All right. Your help isn't needed. It isn't wanted.
Even if I was
guys are so nice about it.
No, you weren't nice about it. You may, and you know, the fact that you thought you were nice about it, that concerns me. You know, you might actually be, with friends and family members, you might be thinking you're just being as nice as can be, and they're all saying, no, she's not nice at all.
Because, unfortunately, you probably don't have any honest people in your life, like Mike and myself, who will tell you. You are annoying, lady.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, just the start of the conversation, it just went right downhill, right there.
Well, you know.
No, I don't know.
No, we don't know. Explain it to us.
I'm not really good at playing along with whatever.
What does that mean? I'm not good at playing along with whatever.
See, that's not a real sentence. That's not a sentence that really says anything.
Get really mad at you guys. Or
you know,
whatever.
I will tell you, though, that you have called at a particularly bad time.
I just wanted to hear a little Lester Owl. I thought it was really cool. He did a great impression. He goes, come here, JJ. Whatever.
See, I will tell you that you did pick a very bad time to call the show.
Right. Okay. Like the worst time.
I mean, we just had like three fights in a row.
We have our dander up now.
Well, okay. Well, I'll call back when you guys are in.
No, don't call back again.
All right.
Don't call back again.
No problem. It's too expensive anyway.
Right. Too expensive. Save the money.
Okay.
And when you're with your family, you know, on the holiday weekend, when you're with your family and your friends, just be a little more sensitive.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Bye. Goodbye.
Man. I can be nice. I didn't wish death on her or anything.
Yeah, really, I know the type of person. That's a person that gets at the family reunion. She wants them to go, hi, how are you? You're looking, you've gained a little weight, haven't you? What did I say?
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, Donna Mike.
Yeah, hi there.
I love your show.
Thanks.
I just wanted to ask, if Frida were truly hotter than Demi Moore, would she be at the checkout counter at Giant right now?
Like hot women can't go grocery shopping?
Yeah. Of course. Hey, listen.
Doing it for.
My wife's very hot. My wife is very, very hot.
Okay.
She likes doing that stuff, I think. Besides, I won't pay to have someone go to the grocery store. My wife can do that.
Come on. Do you go to the grocery? And you go to the grocery store, too.
I go to the grocery store, too.
I hate
the
grocery store.
Yeah, but I don't go around saying that I'm hotter than Demi Moore.
You're probably not.
I'm not.
Right. So what's... Again, why? Let me plead. I don't want to just start screaming at somebody.
No. You can.
No. I'm going to keep it under control.
I know your dander's up.
No. You called to say what? I said that I think my wife's about as hot as Demi Moore.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I kind of said that.
Mm-hmm. Right, to make her feel better.
No, listen, my wife is hot.
Yeah,
there's there's no doubt about that. I was very lucky when she married me.
Yes, you were.
Sure.
So
what's your point?
My point is, she might be hot to you, but objectively, if she were truly hotter than Demi Moore, she wouldn't be checking out at Don right now.
Now, why are you getting on Don's wife?
Well, no, I think, listen, you could go to a grocery store, you could find lots of beautiful women in a grocery store.
Absolutely, it doesn't, you know, are you talking about celebrity status, or are you talking about looks?
Well, I would say that if she had those looks, she'd probably be celebrity status.
Yes, honey, because every good-looking... you're a moron.
Honey, lots of good-looking women go to the grocery store.
There are lots of beautiful, beautiful, beautiful people who are not movie stars.
And they have to do all this stuff. I'll tell you something else. My wife's a beautiful woman, yet today she was cleaning diarrhea off our rug that was left there by our German Shepherd. Now, do you think if she was just a little prettier that maybe she wouldn't have had to do that?
And I bet Demi Moore has cleaned up a lot of diarrhea, too.
Sure.
From Rumor and Scout. You don't think so?
I doubt it.
You don't think she's ever changed diapers with her children because she's a movie star?
Oh, I'm sure that she's... change diapers, but I'm sure she wouldn't clean up diarrhea off the carpet.
Well, I got news for you. When you have diapers to change, there's diarrhea in there occasionally.
Yeah, but not dog diarrhea.
I bet she's cleaned up dog diarrhea, too.
I bet she has, too.
You think?
Yeah. You must be one ugly bitch. That's all I can think about you.
Oh.
Really?
No, I'm not.
Because you're so resentful of a woman who's good looking. Or I guess you're not resentful. You've got it all turned around that you think if a woman is really great looking, that like everything comes to her on a platter. And I agree, a lot of stuff in our society does, but not something like going to the grocery store or cleaning up poop.
Why are you thinking like that?
Well, it was you brought up the poop example.
No, don't turn it on us. Why? Where did you get that thought? Where did that come into your limited brain?
My limited brain. It just came to me.
I mean, what you're saying is anyone who's good-looking wouldn't be
in a grocery store.
And then I said, well, there are lots of good-looking people who aren't movie stars.
And I think my wife is an exceptionally good-looking woman, and even with that, she cleaned up dog poop. And then she did that because we're married, because, you know, we're a family. What is that concept that doesn't trickle down to you, that no matter how beautiful you are or what you have responsibilities in the house? And to be totally serious with you, you know, I clean up dog poop, too. It's not like my wife is the slave around there.
You know, and the most beautiful people in the world don't all end up movie stars.
This is true.
Or me and Mike.
So do you still believe that a woman more attractive than Demi Moore wouldn't be at the grocery store?
Well, no, but I think objectively, maybe for Don, Frida might be as hot as Demi Moore.
Hey, listen, you ugly bitch. Why don't you send me your picture, and I'll put your picture against my wife's picture, you freaking dog. Listen, my wife is a beautiful woman, and that's what it's getting down to, really, is that you think I have an inflated opinion of my wife. You rover. You rover. You dog. You beast. You troll.
Oh, John.
Send me your picture, but you won't because you're scared like everybody else.
I'm not afraid, no. I'll send you my picture.
Oh, you know what? You better come down now because you can take a picture of anybody and send me a picture of anybody. And then we'll see if you're qualified to say if my wife's good looking or not.
Okay.
All right. Well, what do you want now, bitchly cow corn?
There you go. Hang up, you stupid bitch. Stupid, ugly bitch.
That went well.
Okay. All right, well, Mike, that subtle sound means we have to break for commercials now.
Yay! Yay, rah, rah.
All right, it's a good show that we got going here today.
My goodness, can you feel the heat?
I don't know.
No matter what happens, ladies and gentlemen, we will defend ourselves.
Yes, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You are a great fan. Thank you so much. Anybody here never seen us before? Anybody? A couple of people. Well, our show is the memories of Elvis, and this is a tribute to the late king of rock and roll. You know, we're not here to make fun of Elvis or take his place or anything like that. We're just here to bring you back some memories.
The Don and Mike Show.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program. The best of Don and Mike. It'll be money.
I'd love to play in the mud because I wasn't the fastest guy in the world, but you put us in mud and I'm just as fast as most of the guys. Most guys can't run in mud.
It's a good one today.
You can come now on JFK with cash for you.
No!
Jeff Hardy, and it's, you know, it's Rocktober, everybody.
We don't need pay in school. We need the tall salad man in school. Oh, man. Ah, how are you?
Man.
How's it going?
See, Rocktober, it's
Chris Rocktober.
Chris Rock.
Oh, come on, man. Chris Rocktober. I'm here to have a great time with you and everybody else that's here. Don, Buzz, Rob, everybody. How you doing?
Wow. Let me
ask you. See you. You want some tickets to my show on HBO? My show on HBO. HBO is the hottest show in the whole world. I love my show on HBO.
Yeah. Toss my salad.
Toss my salad. You don't need pan schools. We need the toss salad man in schools. We do. We need the toss salad man. Mom, no. I'm a Marie. Not the toss salad man. Not the toss salad
you,
man. How you doing?
You are like the new Eddie Murphy. You
I'm
are so
than
hot.
Eddie Murphy. I'm so much hotter than Eddie Murphy. Yeah. Eddie Murphy doesn't have Emmys. I've got Emmys. Chris Rock has Emmys. Everything's great about Chris Rock. Eddie Murphy doesn't have no Emmys. I've got Emmys. So many Emmys. I can't even move. I've got so many Emmys. I tell you right everywhere. You want to see one of my Emmys? You can see one of my Emmys. Chris Rock has Emmys. Eddie Murphy doesn't have any Emmys. How you doing, man?
Doing great. You know we are...
I'm Chris Rock. It's great to be here on the Don and Mike Show. The Don and Mike Show is the greatest show in the whole wide world.
Now, do you mind coming on a show that is hosted by an all-white staff?
That's okay. You got your soul, brothers. You're pale, but you can wail. It doesn't matter to me. I'll come on your show, man. Anything to promote the cause that is so dear and near to my heart. You
and
know
what is that? What is your cause?
Me. Me. Yeah. You come on, man. Help a brother. Chris Rock right now. I'm going to promote me. I do. How much for a rib?
Oh, that's a great scene. What is that movie?
Yeah.
I'm going to get you, sucker.
I'm going to get you, sucker. I was great in that movie. I'm great as Lil Penny. I'm great as everything. You know why? Because I'm Chris Rock, and America loves me. America loves me so much, man. I tell you right now, I'm the hottest guy in the whole wide world. I hope you know it. I hope they know it. I hope everybody knows it. How you doing?
Be a little Penny. Could you be a little Penny?
Oh, come on, man. Don't make me be little Penny. I don't want to be little Penny. I just want to be Chris Rock. Okay, we're going to have a big party. I'm little Penny. Little Penny is me. Don't you understand? That's why it's hot. I don't have to be somebody else to be little Penny. I'm me. Chris Rock is little Penny. Come on, man. Do I have to write it down for you?
Are you at all concerned being overexposed, man?
I'm the hottest thing everybody's got. Don't you understand that? It's the greatest thing to be the hottest thing that everybody's got. Everybody wants a piece of Chris Rock right now. You want me? Everybody wants the NBC, ABC, CIA. Everybody doesn't matter to me, I tell you right now. Everybody wants a piece of me as Chris Rock. I am so happy to be here, I can't even tell you.
Well, all right, let me ask you about something that has nothing to do with your career.
Hey, where's Skanky Spice? Do you remember when I hosted the MTV Video Awards?
Yeah, you weren't too good on that.
They wanted me right now. What the hell are you talking about? I'll butt slap you right now. I was fantastic on that show.
You were not that funny on that show.
Oh, the show sucked. I know the show sucked, but it wasn't Chris Rock that sucked. It was the show that sucked. It wasn't me that sucked. Don't you understand that? Everyone that sucks if they're on a sucky show. You can't be on a sucky show and not suck. I didn't suck. I'll tell you right now, I was great. Chris Rock's always great. I didn't suck. What are you talking about? MTV Video sucks.
Let me ask you this. As a black man.
Yep.
Did you hear our show?
Oh, I heard the brother Duke. You talking about the guy that wanted a white woman? Come on,
right.
Duke. What's your problem, man? Go out to bars and pick up your own Skanky Spice. You know what I'm talking about? You don't need to call Don and my the Soul Brothers and try to be so tragically white and get. You go out. Come on, man. Go out and get your own woman. Come on, man. Go out. I got to fix my teeth. Excuse me.
All right. While you're fixing your teeth, let me ask you about Dennis Murphy, who called our show and said that he had sex with...
Dennis Murphy? Why are you talking about Dennis Murphy? I want to talk about me.
Well, because
you talk about Chris Rock. Why do you have to talk about Dennis Murphy?
Because Dennis said that he had sex with a black woman.
Dennis Murphy had sex with a... Dennis Murphy could not... I don't think so. I don't think so, Dennis. I think you're making it up because you like being on the air. You like to be me, Chris Rock, because I'm everywhere.
Do you get a lot of stink?
I get lots of stink. I tell you right now, I'm stink-ripping. There's so much stink around me, it doesn't even matter anymore. I can't go anywhere without getting stink. Stink here, stink there, stink everywhere, man. Come on, man. There's so much stink, it's incredible. That's why I'm Chris Rock and you're not. I'm sorry.
You are so hot, man.
I'm so hot. Call 1-800-COLLECT.
That's another one of your
company. I tell you right now, the phone company, who do they want? Who are we going to get? Come on, man. Who are we going to get to sell that? We're going to get Chris Rock because he's hot. Chris Rock is hot. Let's get him to do our phone.
Why do you think it is that you're so popular with white audiences, black audiences? You seem to
be... Why am I popular? What the hell do you have to ask me a question like that for? I'm so incredibly popular. I'm going to tell you how come I'm incredibly popular. You want to find out how come I'm incredibly popular?
Yeah.
I'm incredibly popular because I'm so good looking. That's the whole reason people me.
You're kind of fugly.
Listen, I'm not fugly. I'm funny. You got the words confused. Let me tell you, you're looking for another butt slap right now. I'm going to tell you, the thing is, I'm good looking and I'm funny. Funny and good looking add up to two things. You're going to be on TV and you're going to get lots of stink. That's the way it's supposed to work. You understand that? Have I made myself incredibly clear to you? Yes, sir, real. Oh, come on, man. Help. Brother. I love that movie. I was great in that movie. I was better than Keenan Ivory Wayans. I'm better than Damon Wayans. I'm better than Eddie Murphy, Jim Carrey, anybody else. Everybody ought to just get me. I ought to be on all the TV shows. I ought to be on all the movies. And I even ought to be on the Broadway stage.
Yeah, I'd like to see you on the Broadway stage.
I'd be fantastic on the Broadway stage.
How you feel about gays?
How do I feel about... I'm
not a gays on Broadway.
As long as they go to my show on HBO. If they go gay, gays, rays, lays, anybody, they can all come to my show on HBO and we'll have a fantastic time because you're like Chris Rock and everybody else are like Chris Rock.
Here's what we really want to ask you about.
All right.
Toss My Salad. First time we heard Toss My Salad was on your show.
What's his name over there?
His name is Honky. He looks like a honky. You look real scared. I'm so scared. There's a black man in the studio. Beware. You look very, very scared. What's that?
I'm very honored to meet you.
Very honored to meet you.
He's afraid of the black man.
I think he is.
He's afraid of you.
No, come on, man. Don't be afraid of me. I'm fantastic. I'm Chris Rock, and I'm not scared of anybody.
You know why Buzz is in a separate room?
Why is he in a separate
room? Because we have a black man on the show today.
Yeah, but black man, because he's hiding from me?
Yes.
Are you hiding because you're afraid I'm going to take something from you? Is that what it is?
I'm always in the separate room.
I tell you right now, I'm not going to take anything from you at all. You just be over there and be quiet, okay? And just you sit there in reverence to meet Chris Rock, the hottest guy in show business. I bet you don't have any Emmys, do you?
No.
You don't have any Emmys at all? I got lots of them. Yes, I do. And I got great big teeth. Yeah. Great big giant teeth right in front of my head. They're right out front where everybody can see them. Yeah, buddy.
So toss my salad.
Then we're straight. That's it. We don't need pan schools. We need to toss salad man in school. It's hot in here.
Oh, yes, it is.
I tell you, this is real hot. I'm actually breaking into a sweat, and I'm a skinny guy.
How hot is it? What's that Johnny Carson joke?
Not so hot. I saw a robin dipping his worm in Nestine. Come on, man. Dip that worm down in Nestine. I'm having a great time on the Don and Mike show. They gave me that three. Hi-oh, hello, Ed, you big, fat, drunk jerk. I'm Chris Rock right now. Hey, Ed, how's that big, exploding, blubbery liver of yours? I tell you right now, it's so big and fat. It's going to blow right out of your fat stomach. That big liver, because all you do is drink scotch and bourbon all day, you big fat drunk load. Yes, sirree. Chris Rock is here. Everybody's having a good time. God, it's hot in here. I sure am hungry. How much for just a cup of soda?
Well, that's a dollar.
A dollar?
A dollar for a cup of soda.
A dollar? Just give me 50 cents. Pour it into my hand.
Now listen.
You got change for 100?
Listen to you, Jerry Curl. Listen to you, Jerry Curl wearing.
Oh, I don't remember what it is. I don't remember every single movie I've been in. Are you kidding me? I can't remember every single movie I've been in.
We're going to roll your clip. Tell us what you were thinking during this scene.
All right, I was thinking. Let me tell you. I can tell you before.
And I'm going to get you, sucker.
This is the thing I remember every time I'm doing any movie. I say, I'm better than anybody here. I'm fantastic because I'm Chris Rock and everybody should know that. Now play the tape. Come on.
May I help you, sir?
How much for an order of ribs?
Now, is that you?
That's me, of course. How much for an order of ribs?
50. 250.
250.
How many ribs do I get with that?
I'm so good in it.
Five. So I guess that's about 50 cents a rib, huh?
Yeah, about.
Let me get one.
I'm so funny. I'm laughing to myself because I know how good that is. And you can't even see it because this is radio.
The joke is that you're like lowballing the guy when really you have a $100 bill on
you. Well, good for you. Give you the prize. You figured out the whole plot to the movie. I tell you right now, I'm worried. There's a detective in here. Everybody hide. He's going to figure out the crime of the century.
One ribs.
No. One rib.
One rib.
Yes.
I am hungry.
I sure am hungry. Yes, sir.
Make that one rib.
Now he's going to give me a hard time. Rib. He's going to give me a hard time. Yeah.
What else?
You got any soda?
Soda, here we go. This is funny.
One.
You like it?
Dollar.
Come on now. Look out for a brother, man. Come on.
Look out for a brother.
Let me get a 15 cents.
My cup costs more than 15 cents.
He's mad at me now.
All right, pour it in my hand for a dime.
Look, you greasy-headed Jerry Curl wears.
Oh, shut up.
Pay me and get the hell out of my store.
You got change for 100?
Man, that makes me laugh. I'll tell you right now, because I'm the funniest guy in film. I'm the funniest guy in film, and everybody should remember that. Thank you for playing my tape. I appreciate that. That's the only time I'm going to be humble during this entire time on your show. Because right now, for the next 20 minutes, it's a Chris Rock show.
Can you tell us last question?
Yeah, last question. I'll answer any question you have.
Did you get it all with the Spice Girls?
Every single one of them, but I like Skanky Spice the best. She's my favorite Spice Girl. Skanky Spice. Come on, Skanky. Come on up to the Chris Rock Hotel room. Absolutely, and she was fine.
Well, now listen, can you stay and can you be our announcer for Low Budget Jeopardy?
I'd love to. I'd love to. I'm going to be real nice to you right now. I'd love to do that. I would absolutely love to do that. Okay, come on, man. Let me stay, please. I'll beg you, all right? On the Don and Mike Show with Chris Rock, I'm so happy to be here, and I want to see the tossed salad, man.
1-800-636-1067. We'll take, I guess, the first two calls right now to play Low Budget Jeopardy.
Yeah, but we don't want the tossed salad man calling. No way.
Because you know what a tossed salad is.
Oh, absolutely. I tell you, I can't tell you on your show. They warned me out there, but I tell you, you need syrup or jelly.
Most all gays do that.
That's right. Toss my salad. Then we're straight. That's it.
Stand by, Chris. You'll
I'll
be right
by.
Back.
I'm standing, of course. I'm right here. What do you mean? Stand by. What do you want me to stand by in your lap? I'm right here, man. I'm going to have a great time. Just play the damn commercials, okay?
Look, I think your teeth are falling.
Damn. I think I'm going to choke on my teeth.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, damn. Napkin.
Hank, we have a problem.
I'm not supposed to eat in my show clothes, I know. It's just, I get hungry.
The Don and Mike Show. It's not the heat, it's the stupidity. The Don and Mike Show.
I got people in China, I got people in India. Everybody knows Chris Rock, they know how hot I am. I'm the hottest thing in the world. I sure am hungry. You got any Chinese food? Get some takeout.
How about some ribs?
No, I don't want any ribs. I want some Chinese food. I want some Pepsi. Give me a whole big thing of Pepsi. Right. I want some. You got those real thin mints? Can you get those for me? I got a list of demands. I want some hot towels. Can I get some hot towels? Give me some hot towels to put on my face so Chris Rock will be comfortable in this lousy, gulag, terrible studio. This is like being in prison right now. I don't want the tossed salad, man. I'm in this. I don't have to see the tossed salad, man, because I'm in this studio. Man, it's stinky in here. Chris, who got gas?
That would be me.
Man, it smells like somebody killed a rat. It just smells filthy in here.
Chris, let's play Low Budget Jeopardy. We have a challenger and another challenger.
Oh, two challengers. Yeah, they gave me the thing. I'm going to talk about it right now.
Okay.
I just want to say, you ought to clean this place. Get somebody to come in there and give it a good wash down, because right now it smells like something died. I don't like that at all. All right, we're ready to go.
Yeah.
This is Low Budget Jeopardy, and I'm Chris Rock, and I'm happy to be here with each and every one of you.
You're hot, Chris.
I'm so hot. I've got Emmys. I've got lots of Emmys. And now entering the studio is a analyst for U.S. Airways from Crystal City, Virginia. Let's say hi to James Stadler.
Hello, James.
Hey, how you doing?
Hello, my friend.
And now entering the studio is a lovely lady. She's challenger number two. That's right. We got a lady coming. Lady coming up in this big den of man. Watch out. Get those teeth out. Let's say hi to Jacksonville, Florida's Nicole Tompkins.
Hello, Nicole.
Hello.
And now entering the studio is the host of Low Budget Jeopardy.
Yeah, give me my props.
Assisted by the one and only Chris Rock. Let's please welcome Alex Trebek Geronimo.
Thank you, Chris. Hello.
I sure am hungry.
James, hello, Nicole.
You want to get out a little Chinese food for me?
Jim and Nicole, hello.
I got a high metabolism.
Hello, guys.
Hey, how you doing?
Hello.
There you go.
Bye. Hey, come on now. Live it up. We're on Low Budget Jeopardy. We got to play ball right now. Open your eyes. Put on your thinking caps. We're going to have a great time.
Don't forget, I live with my mom wearing a clip-on tie suit by Mr. Guy. Call me Alex as we're playing the game. The Jugular Quizmaster.
Oh, come on, man. Don't lie. You're wearing a t-shirt. You got a blue t-shirt on. You got a damn t-shirt. You don't got no clip-on tie.
Call him the Rock Man.
Rock the Man.
Yeah, you just call me Emmy Man.
Chris Rock. All right, kids. Here are your categories. And they are... Spell that state.
Yeah, I like that. Spell that state. Way to make people use their thinking caps.
15 years ago today.
15 years ago today, I wasn't as hot as I am now, but now everybody knows me.
Entertainment news.
Entertainment news? I'm the only thing that's entertainment news. I'm on the cover of every magazine.
1998 Guinness Book of World Records.
It's not even 1998 yet. What are you talking about 1998 for?
And Moron Mathematics.
Moron Mathematics. That's great. We're going to have a good time. But I
sure am hungry. The categories again, they are. Spell that state.
Just a half a Pepsi.
15 years ago today.
That's all I want. And I told you.
I give you a rib.
Just run a towel on some damn hot water and give me a towel.
Entertainment news. Yeah. Guinness Book of World Records.
Come on, help my brother.
Moron Mathematics said, Nicole, you are a girl. We like girls better than boys. Oh, and we will. Oh, that was tight. We'll start with you.
I'll take spell that state for one.
All right, correct. Spelling of the state, Missouri.
What is M-I-S-S-O-U-R-I?
Oh, yeah. Way to go, Nicole. You got a good spelling brain. I hope you got a good spelling body, too. $1 for you, Nicole. Select again.
I'll have spell that state for two, please.
The great state of Tennessee.
What is T-E-N-N-E-S-S-E-E?
Yes, you know you're Tennessee.
Wow. Boy, I tell you right now, you can be my school teacher. I'll bring you an apple, but I can't bring you any Chinese food because they didn't bring me any.
Would you learn to read?
I won't read. I won't learn to read. All right, Nicole, select again.
You know the sad thing about this is I bet if we had the real Chris Rock on the show.
Yeah.
He wouldn't be like half this funny, right?
Oh, I bet he would. He's a funny guy.
I don't think so.
He's a fantastic guy. I love him.
That's
I do.
Not the real Chris Rock?
Because he's me. Oh, come on, you moron. Let's go. Select again, Nicole.
I'll finish the category, so let's see.
It's the great state of Pennsylvania.
What is P-E-N-N-S? Y-L-V-A-N-I-A?
She knows her Pennsylvanians,
wow.
Yes.
Well, I tell you, I'm blinded by your brain. I am absolutely captivated and blinded by your brain, Nicole. Select again, please.
I'll have moron math for one, please.
Moron mathematics.
Man, she likes those academic subjects, doesn't she?
50 divided by 5.
What is 10?
10? Yes. I even knew that, man. I got to count all my money. I've got so much money, I've got to count it all. I know that simple math. Moron math. Way to go, Nicole. Select again.
I'll have moron math for 2.
100 times 10.
What is 1,000?
Yeah. $2 for you, Nicole.
Too easy.
Hey, Nicole, you got a perfect... Hey, James, shut up.
Yeah, James, it's moron math matters. If you talk again, I'm going to take money away from you. You don't even have any money.
That would put you in negative numbers. That's my moron math. All right, Nicole, select again.
I'll take moron math for 3.
1,500 minus 499.
Ooh.
What is... 1,001.
That's right. Wow, that's fantastic. You ran another category. You got to... I hope your body's as cute as your brain, Nicole. Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't you love to heavy pet her brain?
Oh, I'd love heavy pet, light pet. I don't care whatever kind of pet she wants. I'll go to the pet store and get it. All right, Nicole, say heck again.
I'll take entertainment news for 1.
All right, here you go. All of these items just right out of USA Today. That's how much prep I did on this. This wacky TV mogul announced he is donating $1 billion to charity.
Who is Ted Turner?
I believe
wow.
The girl is working on a perfect game.
You've got a perfect game. You're just blowing this old James Stanley from Virginia out of the water. Way to go, Jacksonville, Florida's Nicole Tompkins. Yeah, I sure could use some Chinese food. Go ahead, Nicole.
I'll take entertainment news for 2.
Get the hell out of the window, yeah. For God's sake.
Thank you.
Try to do a show in here. Don't be staring in the window. What do you think, I am some kind of fan of mail?
The catchy name of the Rolling Stones' 1997 tour.
Oh. I'm sorry, I don't know.
And she stumbles.
The door's open for you, James Chatty Boy. Go ahead.
Is it Babylon?
Oh. That was not in the form of a question. I want to give today. It's Bridges to Babylon.
Don't. Sorry about that, James. Guess what? That means Pity Did and Nicole got the category again. Way to go. Okay, Nicole, select again.
I'll take entertainment news for 3.
He does not want to pose for People magazine's cover as the world's sexiest man.
Who is George Clooney?
Must have heard Buzz say that yesterday. Yes,
$3 right. Into the Nicole purse. That Pity Did and Nicole purse he's carrying with him. Put some money in it.
She's kicking his ass, isn't she?
Oh, that's right. She's kicking everybody's ass. She's kicking my ass, and I'm not even fighting her. I hold them up. They're nice and shiny, even though they've been in my ass. Fantastic. Way to go. All right, Nicole, select again, please.
I'll go for 1998 Guinness Book of World Records for 1.
All right. These are all records from the 1998 edition, the new edition of Guinness. It's now become the longest-running prime-time cartoon TV show.
What is The Simpsons?
Yes. That's right. Another $1 for you. Way to go, Nicole. Select again. Pretty Nicole Tompkins from Jacksonville, Florida, having a fantastic time on Low Budget Jeopardy.
I'll take 1998 Guinness Book of World Records for 2.
This cartoon movie is the best-selling video worldwide ever. It has sold over 55 million copies. You were not involved in this, Chris.
Oh, man, it can't be good.
What is Lion King?
Yes, that's right.
How much was that dollar value? 2.
I sure am hungry.
$2 for you to do
hey,
it.
We ordered you some Chinese food.
You get me Chinese food? You give me the Pepsi?
We ordered it. Oh, I forgot the Pepsi.
And give me the hot towels. Come on, man. Can't a guy just scrub down a little bit in here?
Do we have a thin mint yet for Mr. Rock?
I want thin mints. I want hot towels. I want Chinese food. I want it all in one big tray and bring it to me because I'm Chris Rock and I sure am hungry, hot, and ready for mints.
Go again, Nicole.
I'll finish the category now, please.
This 1997 movie had the biggest one-day box office ever. In one day, this movie made $22 million.
What is Air Force One?
Oh.
Oh, boy. Well, here's a chance for James Sadler, old chatty James Sadler that doesn't have $1 in his coffer. That's his chance to come in. Go ahead, James, and make sure you put it in the form of a question.
Okay, what is The Lost World?
Yeah.
$3 for you, James.
Yeah.
You're going to the second round.
Give him $3.
Way to go, James. You finally got some points and you're in control. Now just shut your mouth and pick a category.
All right. 15 years today for one.
Right. October 3rd, 1982. All right. 15 years ago today. This was the number one song. He sang a little ditty about two young kids doing the best they can.
What is Jack and Diane?
Yes, right. That is not who. I said he sang a little.
You know
ditty.
Why that is, James? Because you're not paying attention. You're not paying attention at all.
I'm
not quiz master.
And
that's why all you talk. You don't want to talk. You don't want to listen. You want to talk. You want to talk and not answer the question. James, put your thinking cap on. Hello, Nicole.
Who is John Cougar Mellencamp?
That's right, Nicole.
Another dollar for pretty Nicole, who's behaving herself real nice, having a great time on low budget.
I'll take 15 years ago today for two, please.
This cheesy nighttime TV drama was still the number one rated show 15 years ago.
What it was, Dallas?
Dallas, yeah.
Oh, what a surprise. Pretty Nicole's got another correct answer. Go ahead, Pretty Nicole.
I'll take the last question.
The last question on the board. This movie starred a young gerbil lover.
Ooh.
Who is Michael? Oh, what is Ben?
No.
I'm sorry. Now let's go back over to bad boy James, who's got a chance to get a little more money.
Okay, what is...
Okay, what is the... Go ahead, James, come on.
Come on, James.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay. What a shame. Yeah. That's it, another goose egg for James.
It's an officer and a gentleman, and the gerbil lover, of course, Richard Gere. Yeah.
Richard Gere, that's right. Everybody knows that story when he was hanging around with Cindy Crawford. They tied a string around the gerbil's head. I'm not going to tell you all the details, but it's mighty gross. I tell you, it's about as gross as this studio is.
Hold on a second, James. And Nicole, when we come back from this break,
I sure am hungry.
Oh, I was just going to say, hopefully we'll have your Chinese food.
Chinese food,
your thin mints, your hot towel.
That's right.
And your Pepsi.
And how about a Chevy?
All right, when we come back from this break.
A Malibu.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
As all we had when I was a kid, Robitussin. No matter what you got, Robitussin better handle it. Daddy, I got asthma, Robitussin. I got cancer, Robitussin. Daddy, pour Robitussin on it. Yeah, boy, let that tussin get in there, boy. Yeah, boy, let that tussin get on down to the bone. Yeah, the tussin ought to straighten out the bone. It's good. If you run out of tussin, put some water in the jar, shake it up, more tussin. More tussin.
Come on, man.
Come on, man. Help her, brother. And where's my Chinese food? I ordered that like half an hour ago.
Coming, I promise.
Like Chinese food, dip, hot towels and everything. Damn it.
All right, final low-budget Jeff Hardy. The score here, Chris?
I give it to you. We got 44. No, that's if she doubles the score. I'm sorry. I got to look at my page. Nicole has $22. You're so good, Nicole. You're
Hello?
So pretty and good.
Nicole, are you there?
Yes.
Yeah.
And James with his big chatting, not in the form of a question. James, not paying attention. James has
$3.
$3,
yeah.
That's all you have. It's an uphill climb for you, James.
All right, guys. Anything can happen in final low-budget Jeopardy, and here is your category.
That's very scary.
Mo' money.
That's what I got because I'm hot. Everybody knows Chris Rock. Mo' money.
More money.
Okay, you go ahead and say it that way if you want. It doesn't sound as good.
And here's your answer. This Minnesota Timberwolves star who jumped right from high school to the pros.
Well, put your thinking cap on here.
This week signed a $125 million
Craig Klein.
6-year contract. It is not Craig Klein.
Oh, I missed it, darn.
Okay. This Minnesota Timberwolves star who jumped right from high school to the pros this week signed a $125 million 6-year contract. Don't forget, answer in the form of a question, kids, and clock.
All contestants on Nobody's Jeopardy will receive a Chris Rock poster.
of me in the nude. I'm not lying to you right now. Come on, man. You'll love it. It's a life-size picture of me. Not like that. No, I'm not fully around.
You're flaccid?
It's me getting my skinny ass out of the shower, drinking a Pepsi. I tell you right now, with no towel. It's a great poster. Get yours before it's too late and find out why a sexy man I really am. And you can thank me later. Now back to find a whole fucking Stephanie with Alex Trebek and that mode. Yeah.
Thank you, Chris.
In town now on JFK with cash for you and me.
Budget, Jeff Barney. All right, we will go to the low man on the totem pole, who in this case is...
James, of course it's James. You know all that chatting and jammering, that's why he's the low man on the totem pole.
James is Timberwolves star, jumped right from high school to the NBA, signed $125 million six-year contract.
Yeah.
Who is Kevin Garnett?
Yes.
Yeah. James, you double that great $3 score to $6. I hope you can give me a loan to get back home.
Nicole, you can win if you have the right answer.
I'm sorry, I don't.
There's no justice in the world. Pretty little lovely Nicole Thompson of Jacksonville, Florida. She's got to go home with no money.
In a stunning upset. The pushy guy wins.
James Stadler from Crystal City, Virginia. You are no fucking Jeopardy champion.
All right, Chris, tell him about his money. And Nicole, don't go away, Matt. Just go away. Parting is such sweet, sweet sorrow. I do. Here now, Chris Rock and his big teeth with your gifts.
All right, I'll tell you right now, James, open up your wallet because here it comes. The money's going to be pouring in. You double your score to $6. We throw in a $25 bonus for a total of, are you ready? $31 for you, James Stadler. Wow, that's great. You can join the Stadler Brothers with that.
Unbelievable.
But wait, I got some prizes for you too, pretty. Hello, Nicole.
Hello.
Pretty Nicole. You're so pretty and nice. I'm sorry you lost.
Me too.
Here's some prizes. You ready?
Sure.
First of all, you were... What the hell are you giving away here? A container of gold bomb powder?
Hey, there were there.
Pretty little Nicole, she doesn't have any male itch.
That's one of our best sponsors.
I gotta give them that old prize. The maximum strength triple action medicated powder with menthol. People who try gold bomb absolutely love it because it works. But wait.
There's more.
You want a Lewis versus Galata t-shirt and hat. Wow, you guys are generous. Courtesy of the Washington and Baltimore Cable Council pay-per-view committee, you can order the Lewis Galata fight. I'm your pay-per-view tomorrow. Night, my call to your local cable operator now, but wait.
There's more.
You have won a $50 gift certificate. Oh, come on, man. Can't you make it $100?
No.
And where's my Chinese food? It's a $50 gift certificate from Sandy's Bloomers. Sandy's Bloomers, your hometown florist with worldwide appeal. Call 1-888-Y'all-Come. Congratulations. I love you, Nicole.
Thank you, Nicole.
For playing the game.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, James.
All right,
thanks. Yeah, blah, blah. And Chris.
I didn't get any Chinese food. I didn't get any hot towels. I didn't get anything. This place smells like one giant fart, and I didn't get a thing. I'm going out of here
right
now.
The Low Budget Jeopardy is a production of
Coon Incorporated, and it's distributed by King World. I can't wait to get away from the fart smell. Goodbye.
Yes, we will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Nothing is more important than the simple act of people getting together.
Good. Could I have one more go, Lawson, please? Sorry.
What?
Could I have just one more take of that?
Sir? Why? I just did it right.
Yeah.
Now, look, I'm not used to having more than one person in there. One more word out of you and you go. Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
I take directions from one person under protest. But for two, I don't sit still. But who the hell are you, anyway?
No, I'm the engineer.
Well, why the hell are you asking me for another one?
Well, I thought there was a slight bonk, and I would like, just like to be safe.
What is a gonk? Do you mind telling me what that is?
A bang from outside.
A bang from outside.
We know a remote farm in Lincolnshire where Mrs. Buckley lives. Every July, peas grow there. Do you really mean that?
So in other words, I'd start half a second late.
Don't you think you really want to say July over the snow? Isn't that the fun of it?
If you can make it almost when that shot disappears, it'll make my...
I think it's so nice that you see a snow-covered field and say every July peas grow there. We know a remote farm in Lincolnshire where Mrs. Buckley lives. Every July peas grow there. We aren't even in the fields, you see.
Yeah, we are.
We're talking about them growing, and she's picked them.
Yeah.
On what?
In July.
I don't understand you, then. What must be over for July?
When we get on that snowy field.
Well, I was out. We were onto a can of peas, a big dish of peas, when I said in July.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, always. I'm always past that.
You are?
Yes. Well, that's about where I say in July.
Can you emphasize a bit in July?
Why? That doesn't make any sense. Sorry. There's no known way of saying an English sentence in which you begin a sentence with in and emphasize it. Get me a jury and show me how you can say in July and I'll go down on you. That's just idiotic, if you'll forgive me if I say so. That's just stupid. In July. I'd love to know how you emphasize in and in July. Impossible. Meaningless.
I think all they were thinking about was that they didn't want to.
He isn't thinking.
Listen, can we just do one last
one? Yeah?
And it was my fault. I said in July. If you can leave every July.
You didn't say it. He said it.
It's every July.
You're a friend. Every July?
So after the show.
No, you don't really mean every July.
It is.
But that's the best bad copy. It's in July. Of course it's every July. There's too much directing around here. WPTC. Norway. Fish fingers, Findus, Norway. We know a certain fjord in Norway, near where the cod gather in great shoals. There, Jan Stangeland.
Perfect some more on that shoals thing, because you roll it around very nicely.
Yeah, roll it around, and I have no more time. You don't know what I'm up against. Because it's full of things that are only correct because they're grammatical, but they're tough on the ear. You see, this is a very wearying one. It's unpleasant to read. Unrewarding. Because Findus frees the cod at sea and then add a crumb crisp coating. That's tough, crumb crisp coating. I think, no, because of the way it's written, you need to break it up, because it's not as conversationally written. What?
Take crumb out.
Good. Here under protest is beef burgers. We know a little place in the American far west where Charlie Briggs chops up the finest prairie-fed beef and tastes. This is a lot of shit, you know that.
Yeah.
You want one more?
Yeah.
More on what beef?
You missed the first beef, actually, completely.
What do you mean, missed it?
You're emphasizing prairie fed.
But you can't emphasize beef. That's like he's wanting me to emphasize in before July. Come on, fellas, you're losing your heads. Right. I wouldn't direct any living actor like this in Shakespeare. Well, you do this. It's impossible.
Olsen, you did six last year, and by far and away the best, and I know the reason.
The right reading for this is the one I'm giving it.
At the moment.
I spent 20 times more for you people than any other commercial I've ever made. You are such pests. Now, what is it you want?
No, I think...
In your depths of your ignorance, what is it you want? Whatever it is you want, I can't deliver because I just don't see it.
That was absolutely fine. It really was.
You can't live worth it. No money is worth it.
Did you ever suck the jelly out of a jelly donut and then fill it with chocolate swirl ice cream?
I like to stuff a jelly donut with Reese's peanut butter cup, then put it in a warm oven and let the chocolate and everything melt into the dough.
How about peanut butter and jelly on a chocolate-covered graham cracker?
Mm-hmm. With thin layers of banana on top.
Mm. At Crohn's, they got chocolate-covered orange wedges. The juice just dribbles down your chin.
Junior, could I have just a drop of honey in this, please? Just a drop.
The wedge of the actual fruit is covered with that thick, dark chocolate. You know?
Oh, boy. Had the right to stuff one, and I'm in a donut.
Mm-hmm.
The Don and Mike Show.
Vintage goodness. It's the best of Don and Mike.
Good evening. This afternoon, in this room, on this chair, I testified before the Office of Independent Counsel and the Grand Jury.
Right, still had me there.
I answered their questions truthfully, including questions about my private life. Questions no American citizen would ever want to answer.
Mm-hmm.
Still, I must take complete responsibility for all my actions, both public and private. And that is why I am speaking to you tonight. As you know, in a deposition in January, I was asked questions about my relationship with Monica Lewinsky. While my answers were legally accurate, I did not volunteer information.
You know what we need?
What we need is the kind of laugh tracks that they used to have on Good Times.
Yes, sure, the real loud laugh with the laughter going into applause.
You know where the audience would go,
ooh, yeah!
Or like the old Magic Johnson show, or like Arsenio.
Yeah, because he needed something. He really needed something, because there certainly wasn't a lot there in that speech.
Indeed, I did have a relationship with Ms. Lewinsky that was not appropriate. In fact, it was wrong. It constituted a critical lapse in judgment and a personal failure on my part, for which I am solely and completely responsible.
Whoa! And then that's it, right? Yeah, that's the only apology part. Then he went into the
then end. All the other stuff is him being mad at Ken Starr.
Yeah.
Well, listen.
Bad show.
Not a good show.
Very disappointing.
I think the biggest story last night was the fact that the Cowboys game was taken off ABC and put on ESPN2. Do you know that they did that right as they came up to 10 o'clock?
So they actually gave the football fanatic, the individuals.
They gave us.
Who may have, but you watched the president, didn't you?
But after I figured out that he was just going to yell at Ken Starr, I got to admit, I did do the previous channel thing, and I flipped back to see what was happening in the Cowboys game. Yeah, there had to be a couple people like me that went back and forth.
They wouldn't do that if there weren't. They wouldn't put it on another network so you could watch it.
And then when he's done, it was like, that's it?
Thank you for watching.
That was
good night.
That's the funniest part.
Thank you for watching.
Thank you for watching. Y'all come back now here. Thank you for watching.
Thank you for watching.
But
see
I told
you.
The grand jury today, and I say to you now, that at no time did I ask anyone to lie, to hide or destroy evidence, or to take any other unlawful action. I know that my public comments and my silence about this matter gave a false impression.
Oh, yeah.
I misled people,
mm-hmm.
including even my wife. I deeply regret that.
What a lame speech. What a lame show.
Yeah.
And it's on every channel. It's not yet like you could get away from it. You had to go to, I guess they didn't run him on Nick at Night, but they ran him on just about every other channel last night.
I think Rudy Martsky would have even given him a B- on that performance last night. And, you know, I was super psyched for the show. I was really looking forward to the show. And I thought, you know, when they said 5 to 7 minutes, I said, nah, he's never done that in his life. He's going to go longer than
that. Was it 4 minutes and 10 seconds?
It was 4 minutes and 10 seconds.
Hell, I've had sex with my wife that's lasted longer than that. Speech.
That's like, thank you for watching. Good night.
Thank
Good night.
You. Thank you for watching.
Unbelievable.
All right. Well, the show wasn't quite what we thought it would be last night.
No. He disappointed a lot of people. Upset a lot of people.
Yeah. We will be in the first part of the show today calling foreign countries because the big thing that I keep hearing is how they're laughing at us in France and laughing at us in Holland.
For making just a big deal about this anyway.
Right. Like, you know, they shouldn't be laughed at because they don't know how to bathe, the French, and because they bent over for Adolf Hitler.
Yeah. Bonjour.
Bonjour, mon ami.
Voilà.
Bonsoir.
Bonsoir, Monsieur Hitler. You may come into the town square and why we can drive your tanks right over us.
Listen, before we get into this stuff with Slick Willie, oh, and today's also the neutering day.
Yes, are you nervous?
For my dog, Max, very nervous. Do want to mention that we are just 2 days away from another Las Vegas-style show. And just because President Clinton has come clean doesn't mean that we won't stop with our wacky Monica Lewinsky popsicle eating contest.
Absolutely. It's kind of a tribute to the fact that he's come clean.
The clothes hit the floor starting at 8 o'clock Thursday night. We're going to be at Blackie's / Lulu's, great joint in Springfield, Virginia.
Nothing to do in the middle of the summer like eat popsicles.
Doesn't cost anything to get in, and we'd love to see you with all the fun and excitement that is a Las Vegas style show. First 1,000 people through the door get the plastic and bulbous Don and Mike key tags. Retail value, I believe,
4 cents each.
You're going to love them.
We buy them in bulk. So come on out and join the raunchy fun. Of course, the evening will be climaxed by the underwear fashion show.
Yes.
It's going to be a crazy one, and we'd love to see you. It's our last summertime show in the D.C. area, live, free Las Vegas-style show Thursday night. We'd love to see you there.
Always festive out there in Springfield, Virginia, and we're looking forward to it.
You know, of course, everybody now is going to be second-guessing Clinton and what he did last night, what he shouldn't have done.
Right.
I still maintain that the best defense of all would just be, you remember how Jim Babbitt, the guy that got married,
yeah.
Remember he had that huge blown-up photograph of himself
right.
being put into the ambulance?
Mm-hmm.
I think you get a nice, big photo of Hillary's ankles,
yeah.
and you blow that up, mm-hmm. and you get him one of those laser pointers,
right.
and you have him say, he goes, good evening. A lot of you wonder why I did what I did.
Take a look at these.
Look at these ankles, ladies and gentlemen.
Like my laser pointer? Here's my laser pointer right here. Need I say more?
Oh, what a lame show that was last night.
Well, you know, I think the lameness of the show was compounded by the fact that everybody was so jacked up about it. I was, you know, ready to get the popcorn out, get the candy out, let's watch like a good movie, and then bingo. I mean, it was better than anything that I was checking out on the TV schedule because it was on at 10 o'clock. And I was really, really excited about it.
I think last night Melrose Place was better than the Bill Clinton show.
That should tell you something right there.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Radio God.
Hold on, let me fix the telephones. Hello there.
Luke. Radio God, son of mine.
I am your father.
Hello.
I think he's trying to come off with the lap dance defense. With him saying that he did not legally, what he said was legally true, or however he worded it, that he did not touch her, but yet I think he's going to the area where she touched him, hence a lap dance.
I just want to say something right now. My wife is on her way to the station right now with the dog.
Okay.
Ixnay on the app land today. O-A-K?
Yeah, that'd be a better subject that we could talk about than the lap dances, which to me...
Maybe on another day. Maybe on a day my wife's not coming into the show, we'll discuss lap dancing.
There was one time when I received a lap dance. It was wrong, and I regret it.
Oh, hey, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air.
And then people be showing like videotapes of me going, let me just tell you something. I did not receive a lap dance from that woman.
And yeah, you got to get your eyes all squinty so they look Japanese or Chinese. Are you listening to me?
Are you now listen to me?
I
listen to me,
Kira. Did not have a lap dance. Hello.
Hello. I'm calling from Dale City.
Yes, ma'am.
And last night on the Channel 5 Fox News,
yes.
at 10 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
they were going around interviewing people in the district and in different counties, seeing if they were in support of the president, whichever way he went.
Right.
And they interviewed one lady in Washington, and she said that the...
Take your time, please. Take your time.
Take a deep breath, please.
Please,
okay.
Take it, compose yourself, and just charge to that point.
Is this Imus in the morning? You sound like you have one lung.
I know. I'm out of shape. Sorry. They interviewed a woman who said that the man and woman in Middle America don't give an S about any of this and just want it to be over, and the S word was not leaped.
Oh, good. Serves them right for doing live interviews with man on the street.
I get that camera out of my face. People don't give an S about this.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, this is Jill in Arlington.
Hello, Joan.
Hi, Jill.
Oh, Joe. Mike. Your name is Joe?
Hey, come on. It's Jack and Jill. I'm a girl.
Oh, Joe?
Jill.
What? Jill. Is your name Jill, J-I-L-L?
Yeah.
All right, well, it says on my screen, Joan, and then when I said, hello, Joan, it sounded like you said your name was Joe.
But I think what you're doing is it's actually Jill, but the two L's are being pronounced like this.
Okay, listen, Jill.
Thanks.
What can we do for you?
Oh, I just wanted to share my theory. My dad is the world's biggest Bill Clinton hater. That could possibly exist.
Before you go on, and I promise I'll let you finish, can I just say something? I think I speak for everybody.
Oh.
I'm sick of everybody's goddamn theories about this, right?
No.
I mean, that's all that was on TV yesterday.
The pundits.
That's all you see now. I don't care what y'all think about. Not you, of course, Joe.
Oh.
Jill Joe, whatever.
Jill Joe.
I just meant, you know, in general. Jill Joe.
See, that sounds dirty.
Okay.
You look at me. I did not get a Jill Joe from Monica Lewinsky.
Oh, man.
You look at me right now because I'm going to make my eyes real squinty.
Here I am.
All right, what, John?
Okay.
Slow down again, though. Just like the last caller. Go as slow as you possibly can.
All right, I'm going slow. I'm nervous. I'm on the radio. Hey.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, we're only trying to entertain 4.1 million people here.
Come on, John.
Bill Clinton should marry Monica Lewinsky.
All right, thank you.
Brilliant theory. Worth the wait.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Tell your father or whoever's there. He's a very smart man. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, my friend. Let me tell you something right now. I will not marry that woman, Ms. Lewinsky.
Hello.
Did you guys notice last night the bags that Bill had under his eyes?
What did I tell you, Mike?
Yeah, Don said that to me as soon as I walked in.
He had the Vish bags under his eyes, man.
One of his eyes.
He looked like he hadn't slept in like 2 weeks straight.
One of his eyes looked like somebody had actually been sucking on it.
And you notice his nose was a little shiny, like he might have had a big zit on the end of his nose or something.
But was it his left eye, I think, that had the robo bag? Like you could have put luggage in there.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Don, I heard you were on television a couple weeks ago or last week or whenever.
I'm always on TV, sir. I'm a famous man. Hello.
That's right. Famous people are on TV all the time.
Don and Mike Show.
Hey, which channel were you watching when he did make the speech? Because we were watching CBS.
Yeah, us too. And did you get the countdown?
Did he? 5 seconds, and then he took one of those big Bob Hope ventilator breaths.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. And a big gulp, too, a big swallow.
Anybody that was watching Dan Rather last night, when they went to the White House, you actually heard the guy off mic go, 5.
Right.
4.
Oh, I just heard 5 seconds.
There was a good chance to watch Little Dan Rather, too, before he went on. You know,
Little Dan Rather. He's right here, and he mounted Little Dan Rather.
Little Dan Rather, who at least during one segment of any live broadcast is always going to go...
He's not looking too creeped out, is he?
No, he isn't.
Well, listen, on behalf of Dan Rather, just let me say, remember, that man was tied to trees during tornadoes. All right, what's the frequency, Ken?
No wonder he's stammering.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Oh, yeah, I'd like to make a request.
Yeah, right.
How old are you?
He thought it was 2 for Tuesday, Mike.
He panicked, Don.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, can I speak to Don and Mike?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Yeah, I was wondering if you thought that Monica might have LDLs now. Lap dancing lips.
Let me tell you something. That woman did not have lap dancing lips.
Hello.
You know, every piece of videotape I see of her, she gets more piggy looking every time I look at her.
Yeah, you would think
when he comes out and he admits it, you finally when he comes out, we all knew it was true anyway. But when he came out and he admitted it, all the videotape of her, I'm kind of going, I'm reevaluating. I'm saying, man, why her?
And wouldn't you think with all the stress of this for the last 7 months? That maybe she would have dropped some weight?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
Sure.
Doesn't she look piggier than she did when this originally started?
Rosie O'Donnell line of clothing.
And how many times do we have to see that videotape of her with the bright red lipstick when he's coming over and she's got her mouth open like
practically unhinging.
Chewie from Star Wars.
Unhinging her jaw, getting ready, you know, to take his whole head in.
I can only tell you I was motivated by many factors. First, by a desire to protect myself from the embarrassment of my own conduct.
Uh-huh.
I was also very concerned about protecting my family.
Oh, yeah.
The fact that these questions were being asked in a politically inspired lawsuit, which has since been dismissed, was a consideration, too.
Yeah, right there. Right there. You found the moment.
That's where he lost me.
That is where the crickets began.
That's where he lost me, man.
Yeah, when he mentioned politically inspired lawsuit, that's it, man.
Could have put on a great show last night.
Yeah, it could have been the best show of his presidency. He didn't know that, though.
Yeah. It was 10 o'clock at night. It could have been an adult-oriented show. 10 o'clock at night's a safe haven.
All right.
Yeah.
For those that are 2 inches away from the TV set, let me tell you something. Here's what happened. She walked into the Oval Office and I said, wow, man, I want some of that.
I after good. Is that what you want to hear?
She danced and did a strip show for me whilst I you-know-whatted myself.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don.
Started raining in the White House. Hello.
Hello?
Don and Mike Show.
It's raining and relish.
Yes.
Hi. Hey,
Hey, I guess I'm a little concerned about Hillary. Nobody's really said anything about Hillary.
Oh, listen, hold on a second. Hillary has got bigger balls than anybody else in the White House, and I mean that not as a put-down.
Absolutely.
Oh, I agree, totally. I mean, to stand by his side for the last 7 months defending him.
What choice does she have? And let's be honest, every time something like this happens, she gets a little closer to really being the president, right?
Oh, absolutely.
True. But, I mean, I heard that she had an icy conversation with him over the weekend.
Oh, well, they're going to go on vacation next week. Imagine that vacation.
I don't
want to go swimming with you. Did you hear me? I don't want to go swimming with you.
Listen to me.
I think she's been pretty strong through all of it. Actually.
Listen to me. What? We will go swimming together at Martha's Vineyard.
Okay.
You have big ankles. I love sex. If you gave me what I wanted, I wouldn't have to be there with her. Do you hear me?
I gotcha.
Oh, no, I was talking to Hillary.
Oh, okay.
I heard one of these morons on TV.
Pundits, Don. I love that name. Pundits.
Retards. Mm-hmm. I heard one of them. Who knows if what they're saying is true, but I heard one of them say that Hillary wrote the speech last night.
Oh, really?
That would not surprise me. Mm-hmm.
Did you see James Carville on Larry King Live last night?
Oh, God.
James Carville, you know, he was a funny-looking guy to start with, but last night he turned into some kind of, like, hissing cobra reptile.
Slingblade, that's who he looks like, is Billy Bob Thornton.
I just want to say I believe in the president, huh?
Mm-hmm. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. I heard him on the Today Show today, and here's what he said. They're busting his balls about this,
right.
And he said, well, you know, he's got that awful southern accent.
He's so loyal, though. He is so loyal to the president. I mean, it's an admirable quality.
He says, well, it's like Ricky used to say to Lucy, you got some splaining to do. Right? Yeah. A good analogy. You know, it's like Oliver used to say to his wife on Green Acres. You know, Eb sure is going to be mad about this. It's like Uncle Joe used to say to Betty Joe and Bobby Joe on Petticoat Junction.
Uh-huh.
Slingblade.
I reckon I like the president,
It's like Ross said to Rachel on Friends. It's like Jerry said to the soup Nazi.
You know, man, they've got a picture of him in the USA Today where he got angry, of course, which is, you know, it bound to happen, I guess. He got super angry, and when he squints, he looks like that alien that you see in the, you know, in all the books with the big eyes and the round head.
The generic alien,
the generic alien that all the people that have been abducted talk about. And he looked like him even worse, and it just blew me away because he started squinting his face up. They should never squint. He should never, ever squint because he's got a squinty face to start out with.
Hello, Don and Misha. Listen, we're going to take one or two calls about this. I got to think most people feel like I do. I'm bored out of my mind by this. And plus, today, we got a veterinarian coming in to neuter my dog, and the vet is here right now, so as soon as my wife gets here with the dog, we'll...
You're going to start the procedure?
Yes. Yes. Good. Live on-air neutering today.
Very good, Doctor.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Misha.
Hello.
Hi there.
Don and Misha. Hi, this is Charla. You probably don't remember me. I was one of the baby couples way back when. I've got a little over a year-old daughter.
Congratulations.
And it's thanks to you guys.
Remember, we had a contest among our listeners to see who could procreate first.
Mm-hmm.
Right, I lost, sadly, but I do have a daughter out of it. What I called about was on this whole mess with Clinton and that woman that was calling about Hillary. I personally think that way back when he was running the first time for president and they were having all those problems, I think they made a deal. And she said, you know, I'm going to do what I want to do, you do what you want to do, and we'll stay together for political reasons. I mean, there was a rumor for a long time that she was having an affair with Vince Foster. I don't think she cares one.
No wonder he killed himself.
With Monica Lewinsky.
All right, thank you.
Everybody's got a theory. Mm-hmm. I reckon.
Hello.
I reckon.
Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don.
Yeah.
If only I could have seen what was happening.
Just like Elvis.
I like gators. I like gators, Reagan.
I did not get a lap dance. You listen to me right now. If only I could have seen what was happening to me.
If only I could have seen what was happening to me, I might have done something about it.
They read that intern last night. She gave the best.
What a friend we have in Jesus. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, how you doing? This is Bill Clinton.
Yes, hello.
I just wanted to tell you that
Hey, pal. Hey, buddy. Hey, that job is taken, okay?
Oh, but Mike, you got to admit it. Yes. He's the easiest president to impersonate.
Yes, he is.
Everybody can do Bill Clinton.
A crook.
Yeah, but few people can do him well.
No, you're the best.
Thank you very much.
But everybody can do it.
Well, that's true.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Genteel men. I think there's one thing that has happened that for Hillary to get a little more Bill.
Yeah.
And that's for her to learn how to speak one language.
I don't understand that.
Would that be a butt love joke?
I guess so.
Is that what he wants?
Oh, I wouldn't want to do that to anybody, much less Hillary Clinton.
Or Monica.
Oh. I would rather.
Bully!
Right? Hey.
Bully!
There you go. We've really turned the corner now.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You're not going to believe this.
You want a Mac? Hour 95, Maze Patrol lines open for your convenience at 381-1420. In 3 years, she's gone from like a virgin to a pistol-waving mama. The lady has moves, and I got the motion, and together we'll be causing such a commotion that the authorities will love to run us out of town. Madonna from Power 95.
Incredible.
Hour 95, Maze. Hi, who's this?
I shouldn't tell you.
Why? Do I know you?
Yes, you do.
Have I seen you before?
Oh, yes. Many times.
Many times?
Many times.
I don't recognize the voice. Okay, is this Marianne?
No.
Have I had fun with you within the past 2 months?
Yes.
Okay, that cuts it down to 1,000. Are you Michelle?
No.
Are you Katie?
No.
Are you Annette?
Yes.
What are you doing?
I'm waiting for you.
Because of you, I'll be right over.
Incredible!
Power 95 with the Maze getting ready to step out in style. Got my clean shirt on, knee shoes, silk suit, black tie. My diamond ring is on, grab my top hat and coat and my white gloves. Ladies come running as fast as they can, because they're crazy about a dressed man. Easy top and high class from Power 95.
Hello.
Power 95, Kalamazoo weather. I know spring is just a couple of weeks away, but it's still going to be a tad cool driving around town with your top down tonight under clear skies, low 25. We're already halfway decent, mixed clouds with a high 50. Right now, 45 downtown, 41 at the airport, and 42 at Power 95. Base patrol lines open, 381-1420. Kalamazoo's Power Connection is Power 95 WKPR Kalamazoo. Maze at 5 p.m. with more of your favorites on the way from Whitney Houston, Bruce Springsteen, and White Snake from Compact
Incredible!
Disc. It's your chance to win a weekend for two to Los Angeles in minutes. So keep in touch on your Power Connection. Power 95. Power 95 KPR. Tigers taking on the White Sox this afternoon in Florida in baseball action. While the Pistons are in Dixie doing battle with San Antonio, and the NCAA regional semifinals get underway tonight in Pontiac. Here's Michael.
Thanks, Coach Tim.
Power 95, Maze on a roll at 5:37. I knew very early in life I was different when my parents told me I was born at night, carrying a microphone and wearing sunglasses, ready to party. Corey Hart off the power lines from KPR.
Incredible!
The Don and Mike Show. This segment brought to you by Duramax. Duramax Sexual Pleasure and Performance Enhancer is doctor-developed and clinically tested. Duramax works and is available at Rite Aid, GNC, and other select retailers. Try it today. Duramax 1-888-TRY-DMAX.
Incredible!
To tumbling, tumbling dickweed. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike Show.
How's it going, Don and Mike?
Great, thanks.
Hey, this is Bill. I was at your Las Vegas style show last summer, and I was Bridget the Midget's partner in the Eat the Apple game.
Ooh.
Congratulations. I bet you haven't washed your mouth since.
Well, no. Now, I was wondering if you'd heard from Bridget the Midget lately.
Well, she called us a couple of weeks ago. She stopped by a couple of weeks ago.
Is that right? Is she planning on stopping by tonight?
No, she goes to UCLA now.
Oh, I know that, but if I remember correctly, she was there for the early show in August.
No, she may be there. I mean, I think she is on break, but I don't know if she's still in town.
Listen, sir, have you seen Miss Ella?
What's that?
Have you seen Miss Ella?
No.
Our Miss Ella?
No.
Miss Ella is a grown-up version of Bridget.
Yeah, I have.
Really?
I mean, no offense towards Bridget. Ella's a woman.
All woman.
Okay? Excellent.
And
maybe
she knows what men like.
Her tonight.
Ella knows what men like, and she'll be there tonight.
Excellent.
She'll make you forget all about Bridget the Midget.
That's what I was hoping for.
Bring your apple-eating tea.
They're already in.
And your beach towel.
Oh, I got it.
All right, goodbye.
Thanks a lot.
Goodbye. Las Vegas Style Show tonight. 8 o'clock, we hit the stage at the Bayou in Georgetown.
All right.
And we'd love to meet you out there, so please come by. Don't cost nothing, get in. Hello, Don and Mike.
Don, Mike.
Yes.
Hey, I was just wondering if you guys seen the new issue of Playboy with Lisa Rinna in it, pregnant.
Was that the girl from Melrose Place?
Yes.
Well, how pregnant is she?
She's looking about at least 8 months or so.
Oh,
like the belly.
Oh, man.
Oh. Her nipples are almost as big as her belly, though.
Oh.
It's very
gross.
Attractive. And
can we get a copy of that magazine, please? That is gross. You know, we've had pregnant women call and want to play strip trivia when they're many, many months along.
Yeah, we don't like that.
That's gross.
You know, it's a beautiful thing, but you don't need to put it in a book for men to read.
How is she posing?
There's a couple of bush shots, but it's mostly covered, just a big belly.
No. What I meant was...
These bush.
He was taking your question literally, and I enjoyed the answer, actually.
What are these
bush?
What are the poses that she's in without describing her genitalia?
She's laying on a beach. She's on all fours in the sand.
Oh, she's 8 months pregnant?
Yes.
Oh.
Big smile, you know.
Okay.
It's different.
Where are you calling from?
San Andreas.
I mean, where are you calling from specifically? We hear some noise in the background there.
Oh, the living room. I got neighbors coming over.
The neighbors are coming over.
Oh, yeah.
You're gonna
realize I got the new issue or something.
Oh, good. You're going to leave it out on the cocktail table and let the neighbors thumb through it?
Sure.
All right.
As long as they don't take it in the bathroom and get comfortable.
Is that it, Charlie? Is that it? Oh. I thought he was bringing in the magazine. He was just bringing in something else.
You know, there seems to be, with pregnant ladies and Playboy and with what Penthouse has started doing.
Oh, Penthouse. Listen.
Yeah.
We're looking at our copy of Penthouse.
Penthouse has a new theme that they're getting their centerfolds to participate in, which is, doesn't do it for me. I don't know what they're trying to go for, but
Buzz,
I guess there's an audience for it.
Do you know, Buzz, what the act is?
I've noticed several differences lately, but I'm not sure exactly which one you guys are talking about.
Well, the one that I got that I left behind for the sports junkies, the centerfold is showering.
Here we go.
Oh, okay. And I don't mean standing in the shower.
I got it right here.
A hand shower, perhaps. One of those hand shower devices.
No, Buzz. No, it's a golden shower, Buzz.
Okay, now I understand.
It's a picture of a naked lady.
No, see, that's not good.
She's squatting.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, I came in the studio during a commercial break, and Mike says, look at this. Tell me what you think of this. And I look at the picture.
Right.
I can't find it. No, Mike, would you find it for me? That's not the issue?
That's the old one. The one I left behind, I don't know where it's gone, but it's...
Well, anyway, he's looking at this magazine, and he goes, hey, look at this. Tell me what you think of this. And he holds it up, and I go, well, you know, it looks like a girl who's just kind of squatting. And I said, well, you know, she's not too skanky. And he said, no, look at the picture.
Take a real look at it.
And I looked at the picture and went, oh!
Oh, yeah.
What magazine is that? And it's Penthouse.
And they've got it, like, lighted and backlighted. So I mean, it's got visual effects that go along with
professionally
it.
Professionally
done. It's amazing. Wow. They're obviously taking a lot of time to do this photo shoot. And then, I guess, Bob Guccione says...
All right, I'd like you to pee for me now.
Who are these people who want to see girls peeing in magazines?
Somebody told me it's the second time they've had that. Were you telling me that, Rob? The second time they've had that in
Shouldn't
the
that be its own creepy magazine
believe,
all of its
yeah.
own, like Plumpers or something like that?
Is that supposed to be, like, mainstream turn-on, which is what Penthouse Magazine is supposed to be?
The amazing thing is it first happened a couple of years ago, and they press-released it,
right.
And they were all excited, and they, like, sent out quotes from the model saying, how she prepared for the shoot.
Oh, really? Like, what, how much water she had to drink
and
stuff?
Yeah, she drank, like, a bottle and a half of Evian, and she said, I'm ready, and then they shot it.
Oh.
It was a big deal.
I might like seeing that if they had the taste of asparagus. Oh. Always makes my pee smell. Sometimes it changes the color a little bit. Just a little bit, though. Hey, how are you doing, Buzz?
I'm doing well, thank you.
I just like making sure you're still part of the show here, even when we talk about bathroom stuff.
There was nothing in that issue that I bought for you, was there?
No, I didn't see anything like that. No, okay. I studied carefully.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, great, thanks.
I was wondering if I could talk to Don and Mike.
Yeah, okay, strike one. This is us.
Okay, sorry. Anyway.
We're very demanding on this
strike,
show.
Strike two. You're sarcastic, sorry.
Yeah. I apologize deeply and sincerely. I just want to...
Strike three, didn't believe you.
Yeah, maybe it was insincere again. That's two insincere's, and I'd like to speak with the guys he's speaking to.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, Buzz.
Hey.
Hey. Hey, well, I want to talk about the tumor.
The tumor, what about it?
Well, at what point do you sit in your house and figure out, you know, I better get this checked out?
Well, obviously for her it must have been 300 pounds was the point.
The thing is like 100 pounds and they say no.
Yeah, right.
She was agoraphobic. She didn't trust the doctors. She was scared of doctors because she was afraid
that
of everything.
She loves Al Gore.
Al Goreophobic. Hi, I'm Al Gore.
Tumors for Gore.
You have all these tumors outside. Big campaign rally.
Big tumor rally tonight.
Bouncing up and down.
The other steps of the Capitol. Tumors from around the country have gathered today to support Al Gore.
It's been a tough time for Al Gore, what with all the allegations against the current president, but the tumors just love him.
He's going to give them all combs and toothbrushes.
Yeah, for their hair and teeth.
Hair and teeth. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
How's it going?
Great, thank you.
Hey, about that Penthouse magazine.
Yeah.
On behalf of all your listeners, we need to know, what issue was it?
Oh, it was, I know it, I just got it, and so it had to be the most recent issue, I would say, September or October.
Thank you very much.
Not to be confused with Playboy that has the pregnant woman in there.
That's right, Playboy, which is trying, you know. I don't know what they're going for.
They're going to have to wait for Hef to die, yeah. And then his daughter is going to have to do whatever she has to do to make the magazine competitive again.
There's only one thing she really can do.
And that's, you know, right. Get in the middle.
She has to go out and buy some wax lips.
I think that it would be interesting to have her naked in that magazine.
Christy Hefner?
Christy Hefner, is that her name?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Always thought she was kind of naughty.
Hello. Oh, come on. Hello, Dynamite Show.
Hey, Dynamite.
Yeah.
I just sit here and look, he's talking about the peeing in the penthouse,
mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting here looking at the state and sitting here reading it. Somewhere they had, you know, a bunch of girls saying who could pee the farthest.
The farthest?
The farthest?
Yeah, they're all squatting. It's got a picture of them. It's a big line of girls, and they're all just standing there holding it, peeing it, so who could pee the farthest.
Uh-huh. Look who's here. It's Mr. Clean.
Mr. Hey. Clean. Hey, Mr. Clean, how you doing?
Hey, Mr. Clean. How's Mr. Buzz doing?
Mr. Clean.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime.
All right, Mr. Clean. Get back to your magazine now.
Yeah.
All right, goodbye.
There he goes.
Goodbye. He said hi to you, Buzz.
I heard him. I said hi back.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Talking about, man, pregnant chicks are sexy.
Oh, come on. That's gross.
The cat equipment, as well as other preferred brand name equipment.
Hello.
Specialized tools to meet your needs.
There was a tool on the end of that phone. And there's another tool right there.
Tools.
Right. One more call.
I don't have a tumor.
And then we will clear out the lines for the toe tapping touchstones. Hello, Don and Mike.
Damn it, Bobby, I can't have any gentleman's relish on your tumor sausage. No pasta picante or scrotum salsa either.
Perfect. Perfect delivery. Perfect concept. He worked so hard. He rehearsed. He tried so hard to do that.
Hello.
Don and Mike, what's going on today? How you doing?
Man, I wish our show wasn't so popular.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I went to Star 69, that guy, because I wanted to call him back and say, when you call our show and do something lame like that, you have to leave your name and address. You know what that call was? That call was the equivalent of a hit and run.
Absolutely. Yeah. It was a terrible bit, and he ran away.
The guy does it. He goes, hey, Bobby, gentlemen, I'm Clank. Hang up. Oh.
Just like the guy yesterday. He was like, Don and Mike are gay.
And then he hung up, too. And I went to reconnect the phone and Star 69 him, but already this guy was on the phone.
Okay, so. Mr. Eager.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going today?
Hey, great, thanks.
Oh, great. I was wondering, did you catch the magic show on Tuesday night?
I'm out of the habit. I'm waiting for the tumor show.
Well, you needed to see this. It had magic doing this singing, like, infomercial thing.
The tumor would probably be a good sidekick for magic.
You are looking too good. Look at your veins. Veins are so good, tumor.
Magic.
Oh, yes, tumor.
So we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.